participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
There's something you want to say, Mike?
Yeah, Don, I'd like to say hi to all my good friends at Full Tilt Marine.
Hold on a
second. Wow. That's pretty dramatic.
That's like the wrong sound effect. Where's the,
There
you go. Wow.
Yeah. For all your boating needs.
If the reset thing, the computer thing is pushed on one thing, you press the button and it goes. You gotta do bank select, and then you.
Bank select.
What was that again, Mike?
That was Full Tilt Marine for all your, for all your boating needs. A fine outfit down in Woodbridge, Virginia.
And if I could ask everybody, I know it's kind of jive, but it is the weekend.
Yeah.
We just do a little Friday chant. Friday.
Of non-stop fun.
Yeah!
Party till you puke.
Hasselhoff.
That's how we get a party started. With David Hasselhoff.
Friday, baby.
Well, wow.
I know it's not as good as bang on the drum all day.
I don't know.
Shout.
Pretty festive.
For me, nothing screams Friday like, well, this would be fading it out when I know I'm going to just turn it right back up.
All right.
Woo. Friday.
Yoo-hoo. Friday.
Yoo-hoo. David Hasselhoff. Loved in Germany.
He's man, great. Oh man, loved here. Loved in this air studio.
Oh, listen. Hold on a second.
Wow.
Speaking of Germany.
Yes?
I'm going to forego the jokes today because spotlight on. My bestest friend.
Goody gumdrops.
Here you go. Now I'm going to have my wife on the show in a couple of minutes to discuss a couple of things with her.
Right.
Okay, we're not going to have the privilege of having Carrie on with us, so we'll let Rob recreate what happened.
She's out of town, Don.
That's too bad, Rob.
It is, isn't
that's
it?
Too bad.
Rob, Carrie doesn't have a voice on this show, does she?
No, she's not invited, nor is she welcome.
Oh, wow.
Now, I don't want to tell the story, just give the setup. Rob has a deal with a car dealership.
Right? Yes.
He does commercials.
Right.
And in return, with some shekels, he gets a car.
Right.
For his wife to drive, like a car a month or something like
exactly.
that, right?
Exactly. And the first car they set us up with was a brand new minivan.
A nice minivan. Oh, that's not nice. Perfect because you've got two
really
small
nice.
Children.
Very yeah. handy.
So, Rob says to me yesterday, Carrie is supposed to leave by 9 o'clock this morning.
Early this morning. The kids are actually already at my mom's house.
Right.
So she could get a nice early start today to
first
get down.
First thing.
Her mom has had a surgery on her hand.
Okay.
She's going to help her mom out this weekend.
So, my hand!
So her hand!
Rob says to me, Carrie's supposed to leave by 9. There's not a chance she leaves until 11.
Never in a million years.
Mm-hmm. Pass along to her mom that, I'm happy she survived that machete attack.
So,
it happens, but, you know, she's got that strong constitution.
She just wouldn't listen.
You zig, she zagged.
So I get the call from Rob, like, much later than normal. Like,
right.
At 11:15, he goes, hey, I'm really sorry that I'm calling you so late. It's just, you know, Carrie was late leaving the house. Oh, listen, I am going to have to call you back, okay? I said, all right, sure, whatever. I hang up the phone. He calls me back about 20 minutes later. Now, pleased to be describing what it is that you saw as we were chatting on the telephone.
Very lighthearted conversation. You know, finally got Carrie packed up and on the road, which is something of a victory. And you know, I was going to call you and get things set. I said, what did I tell you? Not a minute before 11. No chance. And then I looked out to my backyard. And where the driveway stops, there's grass.
Yeah.
And in the grass was the minivan. And the taillight was hanging off of it. And there was a big, like, bowling ball-sized dent in the back of it. And I'm thinking, my God, what happened? And there's a tree in our yard. It was planted in about 1940. Always been there.
Big tree.
And she obviously found it today.
Oh,
he backed
man.
At great speed into the tree.
They do that.
Really?
In, yeah.
Into the car that's not Rob's, the car that the dealership is...
Yes, it was a loaner car. Yes.
The dealership letting him drive.
Mike O'Mara.
I have a question.
Please. I'll entertain questions.
Would it be a possibility that the rate of speed that she was backing out of the driveway was a result of perhaps a state of mind that she was in?
No, absolutely not.
Okay.
What happened?
Like escape?
Yeah. No, like, you know, when somebody's, okay, fine.
No.
And you back up
good
fast.
Question.
That's when you, yeah, you, sometimes that stuff.
We parted on good terms, and when I got outside to talk to her, she was talking. And just excuses. And there was lots of things said. And I think what she's going to stick to is that when she meant to brake, she hit the accelerator.
Oh, dear.
Oh. But
no good can come of that.
I said, Carrie, that's like the excuse you get from an 88-year-old man. I don't think that's it. I think it's just she lost control of the vehicle.
Backing out of the driveway.
Yeah, and my grandfather was coming in, and she was trying
to... Is this a brand new car?
Yes, it's a 2005.
Not even his. Not even his, the one that the dealership was just letting him use.
Oh,
and,
boy.
It was just boom, right into it, and not a dent. You know, they have bumpers
is
and everything.
Is that your phone, Robbie?
It is, but it's an unavailable call. I don't know who it is. Should I answer it?
Well, it, only if it's your if it's
I don't
your
know
missus.
Who it is.
Huh.
Hold on.
Is it your missus?
I don't think so. Hello? Yes.
I just heard someone say,
hi,
hello, Rob.
Can you hang on one sec?
I did, too.
Thanks. That's about the omelet.
Oh, okay.
It's not related.
That's a call for later in the show.
So, you know, they have bumpers.
You're understated. Your state of mind, your calm demeanor. You're not a happy man, are you?
I was, you know, and we joke about me being a very angry person, but really in real life.
He's really not. He's really very, I am not kidding, a gentle giant.
Pretty Ralph, easygoing. But I was like Ralph Cramden, Jackie Gleason mad.
Really?
To a point where when she started talking, I just raised my hand and I said, stop talking.
Yes.
Because this talking won't help right now. And then I said, no, this is no good. And then I had to make what was not the funnest phone call ever,
yeah.
Was to call the dealership.
Yeah.
And say,
you made the call?
Yeah, I had to call my good friend, Mike Hantrick over at Dark Cars Chrysler.
Oh, God, everybody's doing it now.
I didn't know you were going to have to do that. Don, I would have saved mine the next week.
And all right. So, anyway, I call Mike, and his first thing is, you're taping this, aren't you?
Oh, really?
It's a gag, right? And I said, I wish it was. And he
hey, pal, remember that brand new car you gave me for my wife to drive around? She just drove
the
car.
Oh, boy.
It was so stupid coming out of my mouth. I said, you know that car? Well, she backed it into a tree. And it's like... And I've got the best lawyers on it, and we can't figure out a way to make the tree be at fault.
Oh, my God.
It was just, and I was driving.
Just in your driveway.
Yeah, she never even got out to the road, and so I went.
How do you back a car? And, I mean.
You'd have to ask the Cobra.
Okay.
So
who may have learned
I
it from my
him,
wife.
He was actually really cool about it. He said, is anyone hurt? I said, nobody's hurt. He says, is the car drivable? I said, the car is drivable. He said, well, bring it on in. We'll put you in a new car. And so
cool
he was
guy.
Very cool about it.
Very nice,
good.
And I'm sure that relieved you. And then a lot of your anxiety left at that
gone.
Point.
Gone, and that by this time, Carrie is literally almost in tears.
Right, well, yeah,
and
I feel
she
bad
said,
for her.
You know, you've been, Carrie, you've said in the past you'd like to be featured on a commercial. I said, well, I think you may have gotten your wish today.
So, and how's she doing now?
Huh? I don't know.
She's probably...
She's out of town.
And the kids weren't in the car.
The kids were at my mom's, so they were absolutely safe. So everything's fine.
So he calls me up. 25 minutes later, he says, hey, I'm really sorry about that. I said, hey, no problem, Rob. What's going on? He said, you know that new car? That brand new expensive shiny car that I got for free because I'm a great husband and I got my wife a car to drive around in so she can leave and go off for the weekend without the kids and get away.
Yeah.
Well, you know what that great wife of mine did? She just ran that brand new car into a tree right when I was standing talking to you on the telephone. I mean, he's not giving you
the
real... energy and passion
we can
that I
imagine.
Feeling.
He seems tired right now.
Oh, I'm wore out. I have had him work. But imagine, if you will, when you look out and what every time you've looked out this window for 10 years, all you've seen is beautiful green grass. Instead, you see a dented minivan.
Wow.
With the taillight hanging off of it daintily by two wires.
I
was very upset.
Yeah.
Very, very
Oh,
upset.
My God.
Buzz, would you like to sell Rob a lottery ticket?
Oh, man, I think so. Yeah, we should all buy him, I think,
That's
at this
right.
point.
Yeah,
who next?
I
don't need any.
All I can say is that, yes, my wife wrecked the car, and sadly, there were no injuries.
Hey, now.
Wow. Oh, hey, we don't have music.
Oh, that was such a nice...
It was perfect.
Boy, it was so good.
Don't you hate when that happens?
It was so perfect.
It's cut in some slack today.
Well, yeah, he had...
He nearly killed his wife this morning.
You're wearing your Star Trek shirt. I just noticed that.
This is not Star Trek. This is Nike.
But, I mean, it's a Star Trek-y shirt.
No, it's not. It's a Nike shirt.
Well, in design, in that the upper half of it's one color and the bottom half's a different color.
Oh, come on.
I said that to you before.
Yeah. You've never said this. It's not a Star Trek shirt.
It's Star Trek-y.
Very Star Trek-y.
It's Nike.
Listen to your friend back there. He's calm now.
No, his head is still...
Rational.
When he called
I appeal to my esteemed colleague from Virginia.
When he called me, I'll be honest with you. You can't trust Rob.
You've had that a long time.
You know the first thing...
Right?
You know the first thing he said to me when he called me today?
What?
No matter what happens from this point on, we were together today, right? And I said, yeah, what do you mean? And he said, if I say that we went to the Tasty Diner, okay? Uh-huh. I said, whatever you say, pal. So don't trust him. Don't trust him.
But you've had that a while. That shirt, you've had that for a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You bought that shirt during the Star Trek era.
Negative. No. My wife bought me the shirt.
During the Star Trek era?
No.
After.
Like within the last 3 or 4 years.
But it's a Nike shirt that's one color from the chest up and another color, you know, the rest of the way down.
And then...
It's a bicycling type shirt.
But they used to have... That's the way the design of the uniforms on the...
Very similar.
Well, Mike, now you're going to make me like Jay Maynard, and I'm going to have to explain to you the difference. On Star Trek, first off, they were never short sleeves.
Right.
They were not made with whatever this... I'm sure if you light a match around me in this thing, I'm going to go up
melt
like a pair of kids' Christmas pajamas, one of the stories you always hear about.
Right.
It's green, mm-hmm. and it's black, and it has a little... What was that,
it's not a good day.
Never mind. You know what? An F you for that with my shirt.
It's a compliment.
Yeah, that's like when I said the other day that you had BO. It was a compliment.
You are really offended by that. I thought you'd like that.
No, when you say my shirt was like Star Trek?
Yeah.
No, it's a Nike shirt. I'm trying to distance myself from the whole
Star Trek. You know what would look good on that shirt? A full tilt marine logo.
Oh, you know what? There you go.
Sorry.
There you go. You whore.
Jesus Christ, it was a compliment.
You can call Don and Mike.
Oh, shut up, both of you.
From anywhere in America.
Shut up with you.
877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Okay. Everybody's got something to plug on. Oh, these guys got something to plug, too.
Oh, God.
Agenda.
Kill them.
What's their dealership?
I don't know.
Don't answer that, Rob.
Based on a true story, he was a neo-Nazi with one true enemy. Himself, a man of faith, a man of hate, and a soul torn apart. Viewer discretion advised.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. George of the Jungle, strong as he can be. Watch out for that tree.
Hey.
And all the ships at sea. Hey, just like cicadas, just remember to pull their legs off before you eat them.
Right. Yeah.
Doc Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Yeah. Hi, and thank you for listening, everybody. Don and Mike show new episode on this Friday. 05/21/04.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
Thank you, Buzz, and howdy. Yes, it's May 21/20-04. Call us from anywhere in America at 877-365-3636. From Canada, please be calling 800-636-1067. Washington, D.C., 202-432-1067. Against my better judgment, I'll just take a call.
Good.
Right here.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll start the show. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Oh, boy, was it against your better judgment.
Oh,
is this Gladys?
It's Gladys Kravitz.
You know, it's Gladys.
Oh, I love you guys.
Hey, Beth. We love you. And you know her real name, Buzz. Gladys?
Now that you're all cleaned up, you can't be calling me bad names, but you can thank them.
Well, it's been quite a dry spell. We haven't heard from you in a while.
It has been.
Is this going well? Considering
yes.
This is your only call since next Thanksgiving.
You know what?
Thanksgiving 05.
I'm wondering what's for dessert tonight. And I remember how to spell that. Dessert has two S's because you would always like a second. The word desert,
yes,
has only one S.
Sure.
Yeah, well, that's okay.
So what gave you the itch to call us today, Gladys?
Yeah. Hey, Mike, is your boat still called Banshee 2?
No.
So did you get a wild hair? just decided to call us today?
Oh, I've tried calling before, but I think, you
did
know.
Did you finally find a slot where you can call the show? A slot of time?
Yeah, I found your little slot there.
Gladys, the boat is now called Banshee 3.
The first one, why, you wrecked the second one?
I hit a tree.
Gladys, listen, I'm not going to put you in the book. No probation. But
no.
I just don't think on a Friday get-together, this is the way we want to start the show. Gladys, I've already scheduled here to talk to a woman who annoys me already, and I love her more than anything.
I like, but you know what I mean.
Let me talk to my wife. Call another day, Gladys.
Okay, next year.
You asked for it.
Okay, remember I said another day.
Another day.
Yeah, in the life of Riley. Bye, guys.
Okay. Love you, Gladys.
I love you too, Mike. Bye.
Hey, Beth?
Yeah?
Been gobbling any gonads?
Not regularly, thanks.
Bye-bye.
That's a whole nother story. Yeah. Bye.
Bye, Beth.
Bye.
Comments like that don't agree with her dry sense of humor.
Yeah. Funny calling her Beth. Thanks, Beth. Yeah. I forgot that's her name. Her name isn't really Beth.
The way we can say it on the new show is that she's experienced dryness before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Horrible
dryness. Yeah. A drought.
Itching, flaking.
A drought from belly button. From belly button
to
Kansas
knee.
All the way to knee Kansas.
There's a
drought.
A dust bowl down south.
Yeah. There is, or they'd say. Or so they'd say. Hey, listen, my wife, who I love, but who also drives me crazy. Mm-hmm.
Did she hit a tree?
She did not.
Ah.
I'll tell you something, though.
You will if this keeps on.
I'm praying. She does not know that I ate all those bugs on the show yesterday.
Wow.
So I purposely didn't tell you. You know, she works now, so she doesn't get a chance to listen to the show. You know,
did I not start our first meeting? Did I not start that with a compliment when I came in?
Because you did.
Buzz, you will back me up on this. Mm-hmm. He wowed him yesterday.
Oh, yeah. And everybody's talking about it.
I mean, everybody, I don't think you understand.
My neighbors have asked me.
And kids willing to do it again.
Well, I think one would be great. You know, or two or three.
People ask, did he really eat the bug? I said, yeah, I watched him. He ate the bug.
I think you got to do it later, you know, so some the other people can hear it.
Darling.
Yes, my darling.
Here she is. See, I told you, much like Gladys Kravitz, except I don't put her on restriction.
Right.
And I love her.
Ah. She's going to be, I'm going to be interested to see how she reacts to this, because what you did yesterday is one of the neatest things you've ever done.
We get to hear.
She doesn't know what I did yesterday.
No, I don't know, and I don't know why you're calling me Gladys Kravitz.
Well, no, she just called.
Yeah?
She just called, and it was just, you know, two crazy girls right in the same place.
Oh, all right.
Here are all the things that I want to discuss with you before I tell you what I did. First, we should discuss the fact that you're not on the show because you're working and stuff. There are all these things I want to discuss with you.
We never talk in real life.
No, I mean, we do, but we don't talk on the radio as much.
Yeah.
So,
I haven't seen you much this week. I went to class two nights a week. You know, this is probably when we catch up on business.
Yeah, so
are the dishes in the dishwasher clean or dirty?
They're dirty, darling.
All right, thank you, my boo-boo.
Let's see. The other night when we were watching American Idol.
Yes.
Did you really think I was crying?
No. I was teasing you.
Oh, all right.
Okay.
You know that way when you tease, you turned around and
that was bothering you.
You actually put your hand up to my eye and you said, oh, you're crying. And I got mad. I said,
that's all right. Be brave. That's all right. No, but you do care way too much.
All right. That I'll agree on, but I wasn't crying. Thank you. Point number one.
All right.
Point
it was just something in your eye. Go ahead.
Point number two, the bathroom.
Bathroom things are progressing.
Let's find out as we approach the 3 month mark on this bathroom.
No, 2 months, 8 weeks, 2 months.
Darling, look at a calendar.
Sugar, when did we go on vacation? That's when it started.
No, it started before that.
May.
It started before that.
No, darling. No, that was the whole point. It's a
deer. No, honey bunch.
No, sweetie.
Listen, apple blossom.
Wrong.
Listen.
You are not the best with facts and figures. You're
listen, non-arid, and that's a compliment, you know, as opposed to Gladys.
Yes, yes.
That's
a very nice compliment.
Okay, whether it's 2 months or 3 months, it's been a long time.
It's been a long time, and I already told you that was my poor planning, and I'm just not, I used to be a more competent housewife, and my attention has been diverted because.
That's debatable.
Well, he used to be more competent. I didn't say the greatest, you know, but...
All right, so the bathroom. That's the update on that.
Yeah, the bathroom is progressing. Bathtub arrives today and shower, hopefully, maybe next week, and then we'll be done.
Hey, because, you know, I'm loving living in the basement. Sure. I mean, not that I live in the basement, because I sleep upstairs in the bedroom with my wife next to the bathroom that used to be my bathroom. But now when I get up in the morning, I have to go all the way down to the bathroom to do what men do in the morning.
There's a toilet in the unfinished bathroom. You could use the commode in there.
No, I can't use the commode in there.
There's Why not?
Because first off, there's no toilet paper in there. I mean, you can't
put toilet paper in there.
Honey, it's a bathroom under construction.
Listen, I'm going to put toilet paper in there for you.
It's a bathroom under construction, darling. You can't use it.
And isn't it riddled with workers?
Yeah, well, not at 6.
Because you don't want to do that in front of the workers.
Not at 6. All right.
Yes.
All right, next update. And I don't want to get into the whole thing.
All right.
The car. Have you got that figured out or not? Just yes or no?
I'm here at the dealership waiting on the paperwork. It's done. And the good news is you don't need to buy me a birthday present.
Well, let's get that on tape.
Yeah.
Let's get that on tape.
You're
set. Do you swear to God on that?
Well, yeah, but this year, right, you are set for my 49th birthday. You are set.
Beautiful. All right, then
when is your birthday, Frida?
June 7th.
June 7th. But
June 7th. All right.
June 7th.
Let you off the hook, Mike, so thanks for asking.
Okay. Here we go. A couple more things.
I didn't know we were going to start that tradition. I'd love to, though, if you'd care to start a new tradition. We could start it this year.
The big gala at your cafe?
No. Getting each other gifts.
Uh-huh. You know, I am the woman that stuck by you the longest. You should have that kind of tradition with me.
So just to make it clear, though, I mean, if I was to bring you a little opener and have Don bring it home to you, I would expect the same consideration?
Yes, the good.
And you know, Mike?
And since you would be firing the first shot, then we'll know what the...
I would establish the level.
What's funny is what she just said, and I swear I'm not busting your balls on this.
Right, right.
But there is one viewpoint that's true, that you and I have been working together almost 19 years.
Right.
And I've been married, 300 years.
Mm-hmm.
But the point is, while you've had, like everybody does, other
relationships,
Frida and your mom
have been in my life the longest.
Yeah.
And your sister, of course, but, you know, when you don't hate her.
Talked to her last night.
Oh, really? I hope you give her my best.
Yeah, she's great. She's great. It's wonderful. She's bringing a bunch of people to the restaurant Memorial Day weekend.
Oh, good.
30 people. Bringing them in and called me last night and said, would it be okay if it was 60?
Hank's Look Around Cafe.
And I said, thank you.
Oh, that's good of
her. No, it's good. It's good. Fine. No,
not her I'm thinking of her.
Well, you know, it's difficult, but you're right. Frida's been in my life as long as any woman.
And she scares you almost. Sometimes she can scare you almost as the women you have been married to.
Maybe in some cases even more so.
You must be a little less scared of me. I've finally gotten robbed where he talks to me and doesn't sound like he's talking to Mrs. Cleaver when he calls.
Well, you know, I've always had conversation has always come easy between you and me. I think,
but not like you and Buzz. That's the easiest.
No, I will never have that relationship.
Conversations always come easy for us.
I've got my own little harem right there.
Mm-hmm. Listen,
I like that.
Here's before I tell you what I did yesterday. Here's what I really want to ask you about. Besides all the junky questions, we have a plan here that we are going to move our office. God damn it, we are going to integrate this radio station because the way it is now, they have all of the salespeople on one level in one corner, and all of the I'm going to have to use the word creative people who are upstairs on another floor by themselves.
Right.
We call it the Isle of Happy Thoughts. and down here, it's the land of the despondent.
So, the Isle of Happy Thoughts. I didn't know that.
So here's, relatively speaking.
It's great, though.
Relatively speaking.
Come up to the aisle.
You know.
And it makes sense metaphorically, too, because it's kind of like y'all are on Mount, you are... the gods above.
Darn,
and
listen.
You got the miners working in the coal mines.
Hey, here's what we need.
Yeah.
Alan Leinwand has an office that I think would be great for us to have.
I agree.
Alan's office would be good for us, and ours would be good for his.
Mm-hmm.
What we need...
If we got Alan's office, I'd restock it. I'd put new furniture in there.
So here's what we need you to do, because I know...
Are you city?
No. Come on now. Hold on a second.
Mike's furniture is Value City, right?
Yeah, I think the furniture we got is for free. The sofas that we have is for our free sofas.
The reason we got those sofas,
flesh colored ones, that's why they're free.
Salmon colored. That's an offense to our colored listeners.
Right.
To call them flesh colored.
Flesh colored.
Like when you buy Band-Aids.
Absolutely.
You know, how do you think a colored feels when they go in?
Oh, God.
And you know, they get.
Well, now where it's not my flesh color.
I understand. So it's salmon colored.
No, that's true. And if you buy, you know, Crayolas anymore, it's not flesh anymore. It's like peach.
And that's politically correct, and that's politically a-okay on the Donna Mike Show.
Super duper.
So listen, here's what I want from you. What I want from you is to come down here at some time next week, hopefully at a time when I'm not here, stake out Alan's office, go up and stake out our office, and do like one of those dumb shows you watch on TLC. Which one is it? Trading While You Are Out?
Extreme Makeover.
Whatever it is that they do. One of these days that Alan's over at Lanham getting his ass chewed out for being such a bad manager.
Right.
One of these days when he's at corporate meetings, you just move all of his junk out of his office and move our junk into his office.
I do that myself.
We integrate with all of the people down here who we don't know, because there's a floor between us.
Have you talked to Alan about this?
No, not at all. Not that I've not tried to. He's just in the mood to avoid calls recently.
We should at least fire one across his bow.
All right.
We'll call
him and let him know.
Mm-hmm. You know what you would think, since he does work at your radio station, maybe mentioning it now is letting him know.
That's a very good point.
But he's not listening.
Right?
Listen, I'll write it down. We'll call him. Maybe we'll call him in the next break.
That's great. I'd like to do that.
And just tell him that we're going to be doing Trading Spaces. And now that all of that has been said, darling, our only other business on the radio is something I did yesterday.
Something he did yesterday that impressed me and, more importantly, impressed all the young bucks that work here.
Everyone. I am dying to tell you this. And last night when you got home from work, we talked about the day.
It was an act of bravery.
We talked about your day. We talked about my day. I didn't mention a word. This morning we got up. We had a monster conversation this morning.
Like, it was an act that on certain television shows would garner him great, great admiration.
Mm-hmm. But anyway, I just want you to know, see if you can guess. First off, I ate a cicada yesterday.
Oh, you didn't.
Yes, I did. And it was not cooked or anything, just right off the tree.
He ate it live while it was still flapping around.
But, honey?
Yeah.
There's more good news.
What?
Guess how many I ate.
Oh, no, baby. You know, I don't like that. I'm
guess how many, honey?
You eat live bugs without
honey,
lying?
Honey, guess how many I ate.
Good reaction.
Guess how many? Come on, just guess.
I don't know. Three.
No. You got to go higher.
Higher.
You ate ten.
I wanted to,
right,
but two other people ate a couple. I was only able to eat eight.
He ate eight live.
Did I put you on the mouth last night? I don't think so.
You did. And can I have a couple right now?
No, I didn't tongue kiss you last night.
Joe, get down a couple of cicadas.
Joe or J.W. or Alex Jimenez.
Get a good lively one.
Get me one or two right now.
I'm not going to listen to that, baby, because I really have to hang up. I care about bug souls, so I have to.
What do you mean you care about bug souls? These are bugs that have lived in the ground for 17,000 years. They don't have a soul.
They live in your TV room for a long time. Nobody's eating you. Well, nobody is eating you. Sorry.
What did you say?
Nothing.
What did you say?
I think it's best to move forward.
It was a mistake.
Oh, I get jokes, okay? All right, I'm a little slow to react.
Hey, the birds eat them.
Yes,
the dogs eat them.
And darling, the birds need them. They're not eating them for entertainment.
Hold on a second. May I read you from the cookbook, Cicadalicious?
They're Atkins-friendly.
Cooking and enjoying cicadas.
Hey. What do they taste like?
You can make them, I told everybody yesterday, they taste kind of like peanut butter.
You can make
them soft shell. You can make Shanghai cicadas. Cicada dumplings, cicada stir fry, cicada delicious pizza, cicada tacos.
Saying the name differently makes them more fancy?
No, I'm just telling you that.
You're saying cicadas like it's Italian food.
Well, he ate them raw, though. I mean, he ate them when they were flapping
around.
Here's
the thing. I'll eat them when all these other disc jockeys and television people won't eat them. I don't cook them. I don't fry them. I just eat them.
He held them ever so gently by their wings and then chewed them up.
And I didn't know it was such a big deal. I came in today and Mike said...
huge.
Mike said everybody's... everybody in the radio station is like, I feel like Superman.
Right.
And I should. And I've stopped the train that was about to hit WJFK.
You should
feel special. It's
well,
a special accomplishment.
Honey, I am washing that mouth out with...
It's another one of my scary God-given talents.
It's amazing. Maybe they're having trouble with the hunt today.
I think I deserve some credit. For years, you've eaten my cooking. You know, obviously...
Does it really taste like peanut butter?
See, now you think you'd like to try it.
No, there's no way.
No.
That is the land of you. I held one up yesterday and I said, that is the last thing I'd put in my mouth. I believe you.
Here they go. JW, here they come.
Here come all the boys. The boys love this.
Here come
the boys
hunter.
Really love this. You say peanut butter, I believe you. I'm not having one.
Here comes J-Dub.
Comes a fresh batch.
Pepe's coming in here. Joe Ardinger. See, hey. Everybody. See, the guys love this.
Just off the line.
Thanks, guys. Oh, and Alex and J-Dubs and Joe. Are you all ready to do a radio show today?
Sure.
We've got a segment for you guys.
Very good.
Here you go. And honey, here's the first.
Can you hold it up so you can hear it.
No, I'm not listening.
Honey, listen to this. Hold on.
No, I don't want to listen.
Honey,
I'm so sorry for it.
Honey, listen to this part.
Poor little bug.
Shh.
You hear that?
That's the bug flapping.
I couldn't hear anything. Thank God.
Hold on. Listen again. Here we go.
God, please bless the little bug's soul.
Now, darling.
Yes.
Who's your man? Watch this. Who's your
not my man.
I'm your man. Watch it.
You're my you're a barbarian.
Oh my God.
Chewing,
delicious.
Chewing.
Oh wow. And guys, just so you know.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
There it is on my tongue.
Yeah, goo on the tongue. Still moving around?
No, it's dead.
You should go back to Clemson with Bart. You'd be a big hit.
Hold on.
It's like a college boy.
And now for my final trick, which I didn't do yesterday.
Why?
Two at once.
Okay. Oh, wow. Two at once. Okay.
Two at once. Mm. They get them both. Get one in the left hand, one in the right hand.
Very good.
These are little bugs that are causing a national sensation.
Here they go.
He's got two of them. He's got two of them.
You got to be quiet. Listen, buddy. Baby, hold on. Here we go.
Buddy.
You hear those?
Nope.
You don't hear those?
No.
No, I'm not listening.
All right. See if you hear this. Everybody quiet. Here we go. And...
Delicious.
Just delicious.
Wow. Joe, you look like you want to eat
one. I'm going to console myself by remembering that you are a band that can buy me a new car. But I don't have to respect you. So that's all right.
Well, that's okay. I think you will respect me when you
still have it in your mouth. You're talking with your mouth full now.
I think you will respect me when you realize the new level of respect that these guys have shown me.
Oh, yeah. You're funny.
Well, you got one more, Joe?
One's on the console.
I am going.
All right, hold on, honey. One more.
This one was hitchhiking on Dubs' back.
This is my fourth one.
I'll teach you.
Can I do that one?
You are completely unfazed by eating cicadas.
I just ate him. I just bit his head off. And then,
This was the man who wouldn't try a new salad dressing on our honeymoon. You wouldn't eat anything. You don't eat sushi. You like your food not to touch on the plate. What happened to you?
This is, I think, the start of a new gourmet.
I love that.
Never even tried normal food that was unusual.
I have tried other food, honey.
I think you enjoy them.
I'm telling you,
flavor appeals to you.
When I mentioned it yesterday, there is a slight peanut butter tang to them.
Yes. Tang. Oh, I would boot.
They're tasty.
Yeah.
And I know everybody wanted to know what the result was yesterday.
I was yakky.
How you doing? I had no problems with my stomach.
Uh-huh.
I had no cramping, no nothing. And even though I don't look, I did look.
Any wings?
There was no sign that I had eaten a bug yesterday.
Really?
Huh. Yeah. It was just ribbon after ribbon of whatever it is that's coming out.
We have no more odor than a hot biscuit.
No beady little red eyes looking back at you.
No, there weren't. Oh. Hold on, though. Hold on.
Here. We have this.
Just a little bit of a leg. On my tongue.
You know, that's the hardest thing known to man.
Thanks, Joe.
All right.
Good hunting, fellas.
Yeah.
There you go, honey.
And a round of applause again.
Yeah.
No.
Come on now. And I purposely didn't tell you.
Your total take now is 12.
12. And I purposely didn't tell you last night because I wanted you to be proud of me today.
You're missing the fact that pride is not what I'm feeling right now.
If you could see the looks on people's faces. The look of grossed out but joy.
Yeah. Admiration.
Yeah, right. I tell you what, eat one and you have my permission to kiss any woman in that radio station that will kiss you while you're chewing a cicada. And you have my permission.
Where's Rhea?
You go ahead. You
well,
have
see,
to
honey, here's the problem. First, you have to have a woman who would want to kiss me, even if I had a mouth that was like just dunked in Mount Everest, full of Altoids. Okay?
Yeah.
You're going to have a hard time finding a woman that wants to kiss me. Hold on. Is Bobby
you
here?
You just ruled out the only woman who did.
You know, Bobby,
so you are going to be up a creek now.
No, I don't want to kiss anybody but you with my cicada mouth.
No, I know it's not happening.
Sure, it is. He's
he's already going to sign paperwork.
Hey, can I tell you something?
What?
You kissed me yesterday, and you kissed me today.
I didn't tongue kiss you.
I beg to differ. And please remember, we have a PG-rated show now, but. Yes, we did. We did this morning as I was leaving and you were leaving when I walked out.
Good is going to happen.
When I walked out towards you and you were saying nice stuff to me, you say, "Oh, you're my guy. I love you." I say, "Oh, I love you too." And then there was a mwah, and there was just a touch of a little like that, a little itsy bitsy one.
All right.
Yeah,
I don't feel so good.
Oh, Rhea's here.
All right, go ahead. Okay, goodbye, sweetie.
Here's to be headed this way.
Rhea wouldn't kiss me if I said to Rhea, there's $1 million in my mouth. You can get out $1 million if you just put your lips up to mine. She'd say, no, thank you.
You never know unless you ask.
That's right.
All right, go ask.
All right, goodbye.
Just walk by.
Obviously, now with tongue or without?
I wouldn't want tongue.
Right.
No. I mean, she does the little peck. I mean,
a little peck, okay.
Tongue peck?
No, she has to. I'm saying you could kiss. You could really kiss a woman who would kiss you while you have cicada bits in your mouth. No one would kiss that.
You don't think? I don't think. Well, I see a lot of women walking past the window.
Giving
now.
You the eye.
None of them are.
Here comes Rhea.
Hi, Rhea.
This is a special moment here.
Hi, Rhea.
Hi.
I
lost my voice.
So. Oh, yeah. Are you ill?
A little bit.
Oh. What are you, burping cicada?
Nope. Here's the deal. Mm-hmm. Would you kiss me if I had a cicada in my mouth? Frida says it's okay. She's on the phone.
Had it in your mouth?
In my mouth.
No.
You wouldn't?
No.
Yeah, I didn't have $1 million. Maybe if $1 million.
Maybe for $1 million.
Right.
All right, I'll save up.
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks. 17 years.
All right, bye, Rhea.
Bye, Rhea.
All right. All right, I noticed that, you know, I've made the announcement. The radio's on the station, and the stampede hasn't begun.
No. Although, listen, someone should go back and tell my girls, Joan and Robbie, that offer's open to them as well.
Is that offer open to all the ladies at the radio station?
And the men. Anyone who...
Hey, no, hold on. No men, honey. Come on, please.
Right. Hey, what kind of show
you think
this is?
The man is one who thinks you're great for doing it. The man is one who respects you.
You know what? Honest to God. I know I'm overstating it. You have established yourself as the team leader.
The only one that I would kiss, the only man I would kiss, is Wendell Hall.
Yeah. Especially the new Wendell, with the new look.
Yeah.
Right. Or as I like to call him with his new nickname, Cable Guy. But I think...
All right, darling, we got a break. I love you.
All right, I love you anyway, but I'm going to have to let this memory recede for a while before...
Be proud of
you. You should
darling.
Know, Frida, your husband has... established himself.
Honey, here's the thing.
As the alpha male of this race.
Here's the thing.
There's a big claim to fame. That turns me on.
It's topical. It's on everybody's minds right now.
And
now people are going to think, who's the dummy who's eating those things raw right on the radio show?
Yeah, they're going to see people like frying them, dipping them in chocolate, and people say, well, that disc jockey ate them live.
That idiot just eats them right off the trees.
All right, my sugar bear.
Get ready for the ratings to explode.
Absolutely.
Don't discount that. And, honey, listen, whatever you do, please drive carefully. Please don't hit a tree.
Yeah.
I don't know why you're saying that, but I will just...
Oh, you don't know? You don't know what happened with Carrie?
No.
Oh, my God.
You know that deal that Rob has where he gets the car from the dealership and Carrie gets to drive it?
Yeah.
You know how Carrie is going to her mom's this weekend because she needs some time away from Rob and the kids?
Yeah.
And you know how Rob got her that nice new car to drive?
She did. Heard it, did she?
She, in Rob's driveway?
Yeah.
She ran it into a tree.
Oh, good green.
Yeah.
Is she all right?
Well, remember when we were upstairs in the computer room today?
Why you were laughing?
And you said Rob's on the phone? Yeah, well, the second call when Rob said I gotta hang up?
Yeah.
That's why he had to... He had to hang up because he was watching. Carrie just ran that dealer car into a tree.
She backed it into the tree the same way my wife backed her car into mine, and we're just worried that you might be next.
No, in my house, my husband has backed his car into mine before and backed his
now,
car.
Now, here we go. We always got to go in the history books for me, though, don't we?
There are no future books.
Buzz, I want to tell you, it's different because your car moves, right?
Yes, yes.
The tree's been there since 1960.
I understand, so, and mine weren't borrowed.
All right, future book. I got to go. I love you.
Bye, sweetie. Love you.
Bye-bye.
Future book.
Bye-bye. She didn't say it on the radio. She was impressed that you ate those cicadas.
Big night for you.
Hello, John.
You bet.
John, hello.
Don,
yeah.
I'm surprised at you. You've had that bug no-no in your mouth.
Yeah, I realize that.
Uh-huh. All of the bugs.
Come on, evolve yourself. No. Evolve yourself, my friend.
Mm-hmm. You had the bug in the no-no.
you had to ruin it for me, didn't you? You had to. However, I want to say this, that's probably the most delicious part.
Oh! A delicacy.
Okay. See you later.
See ya.
A delicious delicacy.
Get out of here. Pep talk over. Yeah, we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Are a couple of things going on around town we want you to know about. Oh, Don and Mike, is this true?
Two favorite radio guys. I know you're a big fan of theirs.
I am!
In the afternoon at 4 o'clock today, right out in front of their studios in Fairfax, they're going to dip themselves into 500 pounds of soaking wet hot chocolate. They're going to come out, they're going to dry, and then they invite the general public to come, as they say, to bite off pieces of them.
Yes, you can. Now, I thought about this. I mean, I do ask them very much, but they don't, it's striking as kind of, I've never seen them, but they sound kind of maybe scruffy. But they're going to wrap themselves in plastic first.
They're both very attractive men.
I already know that
I'm gay.
Anyway, so you can do that.
Don and Mike Show. World-class dancers, Don and Mike.
Yeah. BPO. All right. I love BPO.
Oh, so much stuff to get to on today's show. I guess we should really try Alan first.
Yeah. Get this office thing settled once and for all.
Mm-hmm. Just tell him we're doing it. Just tell him we're changing offices. And then Frida, the Hurricane Frida will be here.
Yeah.
Now, don't duck my call now, Pennywise.
The evil clown.
I just called Colette. She told me you're here.
Come on, Alan.
I know his car's here.
I think the selling point.
Hello, this is Alan, line one.
No, not good enough, not thick enough. Selling point might be the great job she's going to do on his new office.
Right.
How much he'll love it.
Who cares?
Well, what he ought to do? He ought to take the one upstairs. Yeah, that Michael uses in.
I'd say he's on his cell.
Mm-hmm.
In the building, but on his cell.
Hello?
Alan, it's Alan. Don and Mike.
Hello?
Yes, Alan, are you in the building? It's Don and Mike.
Yes, I am. I'm on the phone.
I know, so are we. Can you pick up the phone in your office?
Yeah, let me just get off the other phone.
Okay, how long? 5 seconds? Thanks,
give me 30 seconds.
5 seconds. 30. Bye, thanks.
Okay.
Rob, can we have 30 seconds on the clock, please? Sure.
Yeah, and then because he asked for 30 seconds, of course, we will not be entertaining you during this 30 seconds. Thank you.
Hey. Well, that could be interpreted as entertaining.
I'm so sorry.
So could that.
Shh. Hey. Shh. Is entertaining.
I'm not saying nothing.
Hey.
Come on, don't you want to be a bad boy, Buzz?
No.
But the fact you said no means you are a bad boy.
There is. Time's up. We can call Alan now.
Do that. We can't discipline you. Yeah. Don and Mike. Hey, Al.
Hey, guys.
Hi, who's this?
Alan, here's the reason we're calling you.
Yeah.
You sound harried.
Yeah, I'm a little harried. Thank you.
Everything going all right?
Everything's great.
Okay. Here's what we're thinking. You have a we're up on the 50-year anniversary of segregation. Are you aware of that?
Sure am.
You know. Mm-hmm. Here's the deal. You have a radio station that's split into two dynamic groups. You have the downstairs area where you have salespeople.
Droning away.
Ogres like you that are always saying you're not doing well enough, you're not doing well enough. Mm-hmm. Then you have upstairs the Isle of Happy Thoughts.
The creative force of the radio station.
So, here's what we are thinking. Going back to the day, and you've been here long enough to know before the station took over the second floor.
Yes.
That this was a more harmonious place to work when God forbid, salespeople and programming people were forced to sit in offices next to each other.
Where they were all mixed together.
Segregated. Now.
Now it's been segregated.
Here's the deal, Al. It's going to take a big man to step up and do this. And in our case, it's two gigantic men that have decided to step up and say we're changing offices.
We want to come down and work among the salespeople.
And we want you to go upstairs.
You want a cubicle?
No. We want your office, and you take our office. Frida comes in.
Siberia.
What was that?
Siberia.
Siberia?
What's Siberia?
Your office.
Right.
Well, it is now because of the way it looks.
No, it's Siberia because nobody from your floor, the evil sales floor, dares to come upstairs where people might be having fun.
And we decided that really this morale issue can be taken care of by just mixing in everybody together.
Integration.
Shaking everybody up.
Like, don't you remember when we used to, you know, our office was next to your office when you had the other job, which was next to somebody else's office?
Oh, yeah.
So, listen, you wonder why Jeff Hedges has to do things like put up that kindergarten cop sign where he, in Crayola, writes people's names for being good employees.
And the square footage is roughly the same.
Wait. So you're suggesting you move down into my office and I move up into your office?
Yeah. Yes. And listen, if you're all territorial about your office, it's not. Then find another office.
But just find us an office down here and then move somebody up there so we can mix everybody up.
And we're not even saying that the office that we get has to be as big as the one that we have.
What you're saying is you would like to be downstairs.
Yeah, we would like
to be my office.
We would like to be. It would be nice. You know, it would be nice if, as the leader of the radio station, you took the move to say you're going to move upstairs. You're going to move upstairs, meaning that a lot of the people who have to come to you, that they have to come upstairs to see you.
They'd never come up to see me either. It would be just like you.
It would be a solid
you do a lot
gesture.
More, you do a lot more summoning than we do anyway.
That's true.
You can summon people to your office.
And then they'll next.
But as Don said, it doesn't have to be your office. We just want an office down here so that we can mingle.
We want to be the first to integrate.
How big an office do you need?
Same. What would be nice would be the same square footage that we have upstairs.
But it doesn't even have to be.
Is that for your 15 minutes a day, Mike?
Yes.
Oh, and okay. Hey, Alan, Mike's been getting here like 20 minutes earlier every day.
Yeah.
Okay, well, geez, that's 100 minutes a week.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Right. I wasn't aware. I wasn't aware that I have a time clock.
And if you want to think about it like that, gosh, we're only on for 20 hours a week. Why are you paying us so much money if we're only on for 20 hours a week?
Because you do a great radio show in the studio.
Right. Wait, hold on. And part of that great radio show happens before the show, when there is a feeling that people are coming in and talking.
Oh, listen, that part I appreciate.
Be a stand-up guy. Come on. What's that office mean to you? I mean, and I don't think you got...
That's a good point. I mean,
I don't think you've got a great office.
No, you don't. He doesn't have the best office.
It's not the office. It's the location. Remember, it's location, location.
You know, first of all, if this turns... I'm going to get mad if this turns into, like, one of Alan's negotiations.
Oh,
we're not doing this. We're throwing this out because we think it's a good idea.
Is this one of your dumb power play things?
This is the first I've heard of it. Let me give it a little thought.
But what I was going to say is you do not, Alan, you know, even though that is your right as the fearless leader here, you do not have the cherry office in the building. Right?
No, you don't.
Well, I like my office because I like where I'm located.
Right. But I'm saying, I wasn't, see, you know what?
What did I say?
I was stating a fact about your office. We have already said it doesn't matter. It doesn't have to be your office.
It could be somebody else's. You can still have that little cocoon in your office, that little spot where you go and hide when things get bad.
I mean, we've got a very, as far as spaciousness and as far as the look, I've always liked our office.
One of the best offices, maybe the best.
Yes, and listen to this. We're willing to let it go. We're willing to let that office go.
Great sunlight, a better view. Frida would do a great job of decorating it.
Yeah, really? Come on now.
But I mean, as I said, it's not really because we don't want to get into that, making it, you know, a negotiation with you. We just want to move down here.
I understand that, and this is the first I'm hearing of it. And let me look at it
for the good of the station.
I mean, What do you got to think about to make a commitment just to say, okay, you guys can move downstairs
and we'll work out the details
this
later.
This is sort of displacing some people, either
wait,
either me or others.
Yeah, and it's displacing us to... Listen, dummy. I mean, do you want people... God,
help.
This is the... Well, I'm sorry.
We're just trying to boost morale.
So stupid. You think you can have a party and give away burritos and no booze, and then people are going to get along around here.
This will be a move that will improve morale.
And we're willing to do it. We do have a very nice office. We're saying, we don't care. Put us in an office down here where we're not with people that we feel comfortable with. That's it.
Well, I absolutely hear you. I also think morale's pretty good, but that's my opinion.
Oh. Really? Yeah, and George Bush's popularity is pretty good, too.
We just think it'd be a real neat idea.
Alan, don't you?
A shot in the arm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And, I mean, it'd be fun to be down here with you because, you know...
Love seeing you downstairs.
Well, that's, and I think it's better.
Can I ask
so,
you something?
What?
Why couldn't you just spend more time downstairs and have your office upstairs?
I tell you what, why couldn't you just come to my house every day and change my diaper before I come to work?
You know, why do you always have to be difficult?
You know, but because here's the thing, Alan. If we do that, then I'll tell you exactly what it's perceived. Oh, here comes the grand royalty down from the third floor from their great office. They're going to come down and talk to us, the little people.
It feels forced if we do it that way. If we're down here and we're just hanging out, it's much better.
Listen, dope. This is for station chemistry, you idiot.
Okay.
I'm not kidding. Just get us an office.
We're excited about this.
I can tell.
I mean, it's something that I think will really be cool.
All right, let me look at it. I will. Right, I promise you. Have I not come through for you so far?
Okay, it depends what we're talking about.
It's always the first time.
It depends what we're talking about. But generally,
this is really, and Alan,
Alan,
I cannot begin to stress enough. This is really not even coming through for us.
This is not a negotiation. It's not like
you know. I mean, it doesn't matter. If you want to say to hell with it, then say to hell with it. It doesn't matter to us. You know, this is something we thought we'd do.
You bring up a good point.
So why don't you just green light it and say, even if you got to say...
It's a yellow light. It's not a green light yet.
Why is it so tough for you just to say, okay,
because
well,
now it's I'll tell you why it's so, because now it's a negotiation. You know, no matter what, that's what he does. He negotiates. That's his job. And that's why if it be he won't commit to it on air because it's some sort of... You know, it's always been that way.
You know what it is.
It's always
exactly
been that way.
It is, but
I mean, I understand
stop
that.
Being that way.
I just hope that, like, off air, really, seriously, that you know, when you have even a minute or two to digest this, you think, hey, this is a good idea. I think
you should
do this.
You shouldn't take any time to digest this. This should just be, you guys want to move downstairs? That's great.
I mean, we're all in the same building. I mean, it's not it really, from a business standpoint, it doesn't really, when you say displace, it doesn't. It doesn't really change much of anything. And we'll go wherever you point us down here, but I'll tell you, we do want a door.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'd like a door.
We want a door.
Mm-hmm. We want a door.
We want a door.
Other than that, why can't you just say
anything
yes?
Anything else you need in that office?
No,
other than a door.
No,
cable TV.
Electricity, yeah, and cable.
Okay, good.
Unfortunately, we already have the TV. We already have the telephones.
Yeah, we got all our stuff.
So you
got
to do is just say, sure, okay, guys.
If there's enough room, I'm going to put new furniture in it.
We'll move you in downstairs. Well, what's the problem with that?
And how many people at a time need to fit in the office?
You know, why do you look at stuff like this? Really?
Just kidding.
Okay.
did you hear Rob laughing in the background?
Yeah, you're funny. You're funny. You're funny. That's all right.
Thought of a team.
Keep driving the Titanic. You know, keep not listening to me when I say, gee, I really do see that iceberg up ahead. Keep saying full steam ahead. Hey, because you're king of the world.
We're very excited about this.
You know, you're trying to do something that you think is right.
And it's turning ugly.
I hate it
when it turns ugly.
You know, I think
ugly.
If you asked any of your workers who weren't afraid to tell you the truth, they'd say, yeah, this is an uptight place to work because of the incredible pressure that you guys put on the salespeople.
A couple of days ago when we had everybody popping in here and we were kind of getting a real peek at what our rep was around here, what our image was around here, we thought that it would be a good idea to come down here and start taking care of that.
So we thought we'd call our buddy Alan, the general manager, and instead of saying, hey, that's a great idea, let's just work it out details later, but sure, guys, come on down. You know what it is with you? It's,
displacing people?
Who are you displacing?
Makes me feel bad.
So you gotta say to the graphic artist, guess what? You're moving to a luxurious office on the third floor? That's like... That's like George and Wheezy. Really, that's like saying to George and Wheezy, you're going to go from living by the cleaners to living in a deluxe apartment in the sky. You think George and Wheezy went, Alan, I don't think that's right. Let me think about that. I'd hate that this place, those people that are in the deluxe high-rise in the sky right now.
Right.
How much time do you need to think about this?
I don't know. Can I get back to doing what I was doing? I promise you.
How much time do you need? How much time?
I'll talk to you next week. I talk to you guys all the time. I'll talk to you next week.
No. Today.
Have a good weekend.
No, hey, today. You know what?
I can't do it. Today.
You know what this says?
I can't even think about it.
Hey, I got a news for you.
Hold on. It's not important.
Alan,
can't do it.
Wait a minute. What if we took care of it? What if I worked the room and said, hey, you want to trade offices? And somebody, it was amenable to somebody, would you green light it?
Absolutely.
I'll do that. I'll get that done today.
Why don't you do that?
I will.
Then we'll do that the way that we do most things. We'll just do it without asking you.
he's giving a blessing. We're going
to
do it.
Excuse me for trying to include you in something that might be beneficial to the overall morale of the radio.
I will work the room.
But just, okay, that's fine. Just tell me what you're doing.
Why?
I'd like to know.
We're going to switch.
I'm telling you that we're going to find somebody who wants to switch, and we'll switch.
Well, beyond that, what do you need to know?
You'll find your office when you come in Monday.
Yeah, your office will be the same.
Your office will not be changed.
Now, why is this such a bad thing?
I'm not saying it's a bad thing. Who said I said it's a bad thing?
Then how come you're not saying, hey, that's a great idea?
Well,
guys?
He did. He said, go ahead and do that. If we do the legwork, he said, you greenlighted it. Am I correct?
You said you're going to walk around during a break and go talk to people and try to change offices. You could do that. That's fine with me.
Okay.
So you think we're not going to find anybody that would like our office? We're not going to find anybody. We're not going to go to one of these cubicle people, one of these Haitian refugees that you have working that just flew on an inner tube from Cuba, and they're living in rat-like surroundings. We're not going to say, how would you like the beautiful office up on the third floor, and they're not going to say, okay?
Well, I'm very tempted to do something here, but no, I'm not going to.
Well, what is it?
We ought to take a cubicle.
We could do it.
Hell with it.
I mean, you know, I can give you a couple of cubicles. We could give you double-wide cubicles.
Well, now listen.
Now he's excited.
Now he's happy.
This is exactly what he wants.
No.
Don't do that.
No, Mike, don't. No.
I retract that.
We will trade offices.
Yeah, Michelle just walked into my office and said she would be more than happy. She's got a whole area back there.
All right.
What's Michelle's area?
She's got a cubicle.
But she's got a whole area.
No, I said we needed a door. We need a door. That's not asking too much, Alan. I mean, we don't want everybody to hear what we say about you. So give us a door.
If I find somebody during the break,
Mike, go ahead.
Make it happen. All right.
You know what? I have Mike. You know what? It's like in the Kevin Spacey movie. Who was the king of real estate that was banging Annette Bening?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah, thank you. Yes, your man. Blank me, your majesty.
Yeah, the guy with the crown, the real estate guy.
Right.
That's you.
The real estate king.
You're the real estate king.
You know what I do when I really want to relax?
I fire a gun.
I love that movie.
All right, guys, I love you. I'll talk to you later. Seriously, I got to get going.
Just turn the mics off.
There he goes. He just hung up.
Well, the last word is what was done.
Okay.
You know, it's a good thing that he's not a fireman. Because can you imagine calling him up and say, we need to have someone here right away. Our house is on fire. We can maybe get someone there
get
soon.
Okay, he has green-lighted it. And
he's Michael, go ahead. Go do your magic, real estate right. king. Go find us a spot. good pep talk, Alan.
All right.
And we'll be right back, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
These pipes are clean.
And how?
The Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Alan Line 1 is not available right now. If you haven't received your prize, stand over and kiss your ass goodbye. Half off from Infinity Radio. Alan Line 1 is not available right now. He's in the hallway picking up a penny someone had dropped. Press 1 to leave your message now.
They are the Dean's Peanut, Don Geronimo, and Mike O'Mara.
All right, Michael Mara, the real estate king. Do you have anything for us?
I have three options that I'm looking at right now. But I will tell you,
as we try to change offices to try to integrate with the other employees of this radio.
I am in negotiations with two individuals and one individual who does not work here on a regular basis. I've been informed that would be okay. Let me tell you what I think about that option, though.
Is that Shrek?
Yes, Shrek.
Louis Shrek.
But the deal is with that's convenient. And my feeling really seriously in my talks to do this, I think that it's a give and take. And I think that both sides have to give and take. And that's what starts it.
There's a guy named Louis Shrek who has a smallish office down here on the main floor, mm-hmm. but he only comes into the office 2 days a week. This is part of the reason that there's a shortage of offices here is that there are a lot of guys. Well, hell, the big office upstairs,
mm-hmm.
Michael Hughes' office.
Right.
He's a squatter. He's here like 1 day a week,
right.
maybe.
Mm-hmm.
But he got the big office up
he got the
corner.
One, and Alan didn't want to move out of his at that point mm-hmm. to get the bigger office. And that I didn't talk to Alan at all.
So what do you have besides?
I have two people that I'm negotiating with right now.
Okay.
Steve Johnson, mm-hmm. who is... really, if I have to have another conversation with him, I'm going to stab him in the heart with an ice pick.
But give him an ice cold.
You know, the thing is...
Come on, you know...
Here's the deal. No, but
you know Steve.
Steve knows...
Baby!
Steve knows that what I've offered personally to Steve is I've sweetened the pot a little bit, but...
Have you really?
I have.
Run a 12-pack?
No, but
he said he could run a tab.
But the office that I really like, that would be perfect for us logistically...
Yes.
Because there's one drawback to the Steve Johnson office, directly across from the Alan Linewand office, which is not...
Something in my throat.
Cicadas. Which is not a comfortable spot for us.
But we
could make it work, but... And the other office, the negotiations are with Julie. Julie's office... that she just moved into.
She'll never give it up.
She painted. She was not, I mean, she didn't shut the door on it completely.
Mm-hmm.
She was hemming. She was hawing about it. But, you know, throughout that whole thing, I was ready to throw my hands up in the air and just go, this is just too
now.
Much effort.
Real estate king, come on. You only give...
I know.
We played 9 minutes of commercials. You went out 9 minutes,
I have a guaranteed office for us down here.
Mm-hmm. The Shrek office?
Shrek office, because apparently he won't mind if he's... But that's what everybody says. But, you know, he's the guy that you talk... But the office, really, that I think is the choice office, that belongs to Julie. And I was... her concern is she just moved in there. I said it would not... Nothing. She would not have to lift a finger... That office, all of her mm-hmm. stuff would be brought up there.
Well, whatever. You pick whatever office you like. And even if it's the crappy office, let's do it just to show Alan. Let's
right.
do it just to show him.
I agree.
That, you know, and watch how much smoother this place runs once we're down here.
All Steve right. Wants to be, they both want to be next to their people, they say.
That's part of the problem, really.
Yeah, let me explain to you how it works with the salespeople here.
And then I got really angry when, for like the third time, somebody was pointing out the cubicle. Hey, you'd like it over here.
Listen,
that's just not...
I don't like defending the salespeople, but I want to tell you why I feel for them. Of course, the managers want the salespeople sitting right by them. So as soon as they sit down at their desk, you have some jerk face saying, hey, how come you're not doing better? Hey, how come you're not doing what I want? Hey, the projections are down. Hey, come on, what are you doing? I mean, who wants to have an office next to their boss?
Right.
Nobody.
You know what really the ideal office is, though, for us?
What?
Is Alan's office.
He'll never give it up. He'll never give it up. He'll never give... He thinks it's his lucky office. It's his lucky office.
Is that what he thinks?
I know it's what he thinks.
Yeah, it's probably superstitious.
He's got his picture of Muhammad Ali up on the wall. He's got a Joe Frazier picture up there. He's got his big box of
candy. And, you know, I am the real estate king, but it is what I'm fighting
Mike,
is not give up. What I'm fighting is anger. I'm
Mike,
fighting anger.
Mike, Mike, Mike.
Right,
No. Tiger.
The
tiger. 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 Remember, it's a seller's market. It's a seller's market. Come on. You can do it. You only went out one time during the commercials. You planted some seeds, Johnny Appleseed. You go out.
Right.
You're going to firm up that deal before the end of the show.
You know, I haven't really sweetened the pot with Julie, which I can do.
Well.
No, baby. Not like that. Oh, of course.
Baby.
Turn on my charms.
No. Baby.
I fire a gun.
No, I, you know. Yeah. Okay. I won't get angry then because really, if you were out there, if you were standing next to me, you would have gotten as mad as I did. It just gets, because really what we're doing here,
This is nothing other than, I don't know whether people trust us for some reason. I think that what we're doing is something is we legitimately think this will help station morale, and everybody's kind of like, oh,
you know, believe it or not, we would like to get to know some of the people that work here.
Uh-huh.
And some of them. And a large part of the reason we don't is because we're up on the third floor. We, like I said, we that little secure place up there. Mm-hmm. Well, bring us down here. Put us on the front lines. Bring us down to Baghdad. Put us out here. We'll do it. And that's what I equate it to. Upstairs, United States.
Mm-hmm.
Downstairs, Baghdad.
Right.
Right. The morale.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus Christ.
And everybody's very eager to put us in a cubicle and very eager to put us in Lewis Schreck's office, which would not have room for our stuff. But, you know, these two are... There are three offices at play here that I think... Well, there's one other wild card. And
which is what?
The general's office.
Mm-hmm.
And the general... I'm afraid of the general.
He's the guy... He's turned that like into his own house.
But I hear he might be interested in a larger space.
Really?
That's
Mike,
what I hear.
How would you feel if I co-opted this with Buzz? If Buzz also worked as a real estate agent on this?
Absolutely.
All right.
If I think Buzz and I together... We'll make this happen by the end of business today.
Okay, mm-hmm. All right.
In fact, Buzz, the next break,
right.
You and I will
we'll meet.
Walk the hallway together. I think we're a good 1-2 sales
push. All right, guys, work as a team on this, and we will move the office.
Yeah.
And we'll do it fast. We'll do it next week.
Action.
Yeah!
Decisive action. Well, now we can.
You know what I think I need?
Who wouldn't want to be in our office?
Next to that.
What do you really think I need? I think I need a couple more cicadas.
You need a cicada for to wash that stuff down?
Think so.
Gentlemen, get down a couple of cicadas.
Hold on. Don't do it right now, guys.
All right.
Because I need those three numbskulls in here. Listen, this guy, El Jefe, who we've had on the show recently, Alex Jimenez, and his friend, John W., and, of course, our own world's oldest phone screener, Joey Ardinger. You know, Big Joe, all these guys, they want to learn about radio.
Yeah.
So here's a great chance for these three guys to come in here right now on our show.
Okay.
And we're going to give them a segment. We're going to give them, like, a 3-minute interview, but it is really, really a tough interview. I mean, it's like the Today Show would love this. The Regis and Kelly would love this.
Okay,
I don't know how it goes for a talk show like ours.
All right,
here is Alex. Hi, Alex.
Hey there, boys.
Now, you don't do stuff like this on your nighttime show, right? You don't like find wacky people and call them up and ask them questions.
Not really. I mean, it'll happen occasionally.
Then it's like a growing experience, an exercise
a
for
good
you.
Experience.
An exercise for you. All right, here's Joe. Now, where's...
Enter wild card.
Where's JW?
He may actually be upstairs in Ron and Fez's office doing something.
All right. Okay. All right, well, then we'll go with now... Joe, you're the... Alex is running the show here, because Alex got the show every night. Cool. You're here to help him. Here's your setup. Maybe you heard about this. From the bowels of human excess, there is a restaurant in New York... The Parker Meridian that has a $1,000 omelet. It is 10 ounces of caviar, lobster, and 6 eggs.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Costs $1,000.
$1,000?
Costs $1,000.
Wow. Is that that's the Parker Meridian?
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. That's the place we used to hang out in.
I know
it. Yeah.
No one has ordered it yet.
Wow.
You guys ready?
Sure.
Here we go.
And we just sit back. Hey, J Dubs, come on in here.
Come on, J-Dubs. Here you go. Steven Pipes?
That's your answer subject.
You want to talk to Steven Pipes?
And we just sit back and watch it.
Yeah, well, you know, we'll help. I don't want Alex to die here.
Okay.
But this is a good experience for him and for these guys.
This is Melissa.
Yeah, hi, Melissa.
Hi.
It's the Don and Mike show. Steven Pipes, please.
Sure, just a sec.
Not good.
Okay. You guys got a name?
The hotel?
You want to call it the Hideout?
Yeah, sure.
All right.
On Westwood 1?
Mm-hmm. You are right now. You are right now, Alex.
That boy's got ambition.
Hello, Steve.
Yeah.
Steven, hi. My name is Don. Please stand by for the Hideout from Westwood One Radio. You'll be talking to Alex and Joe and
J-Dubs.
J-Dubs.
Terrific.
Okay. Incidentally, before you go on the air with the boys, have you sold one of these things yet?
We've sold four.
Four.
The $1,000 ones, and we've sold three of the $100 ones.
All right, ready?
Okay. All right, great.
Well, then, without further ado...
Let's get the Hideout in gear.
Buzz, if you would be so kind as to introduce these guys.
Live from the Westwood One Radio Network, it's the El Jefe, J-Dubs, and Joe Show. Welcome to the Hideout from Westwood One. Now, here's El Jefe, J-Dubs, and Joe.
All right, welcome into the Hideout, Westwood One Radio. Joining us on the phone right now is a man who has come up with an amazing idea of putting a bunch of eggs together... and selling them for $1,000. Steve, welcome into the Hideout.
Hi, how are you? Thanks so much.
Question one, why?
I guess the answer would be why not?
Ah.
Question two, who? who buys these?
Who buys them? Well,
people
with a great deal of taste,
right,
and a bit of disposable income,
and just a bit. And what's the difference between the $1,000 one and the $100
omelet? Good question.
9 ounces of Sabruka caviar.
All right, J Dub, is your chance now.
The $100 one has a 1 ounce of caviar, and the $1,000 has 10 ounces of Sabruka caviar.
I bet it tastes. Oops.
Mike,
sorry,
not your time. Not your time.
I am so sorry, J-Dubs.
All right, question three. I've seen a picture of this omelet. It's almost inside out. Why would the eggs not be over top of the omelet?
Very good question, because in fact...
You know he's right.
It is not an omelet. It is a frittata.
The frittata.
Question four.
Yes, Joe.
Is it made with 6 eggs and caviar?
Plus other items, yes.
Well, wouldn't, if caviar is eggs, wouldn't that be more than 6 eggs?
There are 6 chicken eggs.
Right.
And 642,523 fish eggs.
Dang.
You mean, and 29 fish eggs.
Oh, you're right.
Well, with the chicken eggs.
I missed it.
I just want to keep our listeners straight. Make sure they get what they pay for. Because if I get all the way to 6,429,030,000 and... 8 eggs, I'm going to be pissed.
I assure you, you will be satisfied.
If one of these hosts, either Alex or J-Dubs or Joe, was to come to New York, would you be able to give them a discount because they're giving you this national publicity on the radio?
You know, it depends. If they're nice to me, I will.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, would you drive to New York for a $1,000 omelet?
I'd take the train. Yes, sir, and the cafe car that quits serving beer at 7 on a Friday night.
Oh, hey, you didn't get to say your weekend thing.
Oh, I'll go get it.
No. Your slogan. The weekend.
Oh, the weekend is here, and we'll have a can of beer and an omelet.
There you go. All right, Hefe, would you like to chime in here?
Again, it's the Hideout on Westwood One.
Now, hey, Steve, can you hold on while we go to a break?
You bet.
Okay. Yeah, let me turn the microphones off. Now, normally when you do something like this, you get a guy like this, a stiff like this, you got one of two ways to go. Either you do the hokey stuff, or you can just be incredibly cruel and mean with him. It's, you know, all the stuff you want to say. What kind of dumbass going to spend $1,000, you retard?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, however you want to handle it to get out of it.
Yeah. Okay.
Or if you have more questions. You know, it seems Joe has the most. Joe has the most questions.
Well, you know, really, I think that J-Dubs and El Jefe, perhaps higher IQs. Joe, perhaps just a bit more curious.
And stronger.
Mike Altoids, curiously strong.
Right,
yes.
Right.
Of the three of you, who do you think is the smartest? Of the three of you. And please don't be shy if you think you're the smartest. Alex, do you think you're the smartest of these three?
I hate to say that because then I'll get suckered into an IQ test. But
No, I promise no IQ test.
I think that I probably would have the most book smarts.
Okay. Joe.
Street smarts. And it's tough guy smart.
J-Dubs?
Farm smarts.
Farm smarts?
I think Joe has that too, but it's a pharmaceutical.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. VH.
Here we go. I'll let the guy back now. This is the guy with the $1,000 omelet.
$1,000 omelet.
Yeah.
Buzz.
Welcome back on the Westwood One Radio Network to The Hideout with your host, El Jefe, J-Dubs, and Joe. Take it away, boys.
All right, let's recap for you. We are talking to Steve, who is selling a $1,000 omelet in New York. We've already covered a few of the basic questions. Why? Who? How? It turns out there are a lot of eggs in this thing because it involves caviar.
You didn't say where.
Yeah, where is this?
At Norma's at the Parker Meridian.
Nah, not interested. What a plummy dive.
Yeah,
I'm a New Yorker man myself. What kind of people come in and actually buy this thing?
Well, I mean, we've had a mixture of people. We've had people celebrating birthdays. We've had people just want to check it out.
How about celebrities?
Celebrities?
How about Donald Trump?
I don't think he can afford it. He's having some financial difficulties, I understand.
Oh.
Don't you feel stupid that people are homeless and you're $1,000 on omelets?
There you go.
Not really.
That's my guess.
Because I feel no more stupid than if you walked into Petrosian where they sell caviar at $100 an ounce, or if you walk into a Mercedes dealer where they're selling $80,000 cars. It's what keeps our whole engine of business going.
I'd agree they're stupid too, though, to be perfectly honest. That's just me, though.
How about Carson Daly? Have you had him?
I'm not a communist. No.
How about...
What does that mean? He's not a communist.
He's a communist.
Thomas, well, comment on the capitalistic system.
Oh, okay. I got you.
How about Ryan Seacrest? Has he ordered one?
No. I don't think that anybody whose name you know probably has.
Master P?
The rapper?
Nope.
How about the black girl from The Apprentice? What was her name?
Amorosa.
How about her? She seems kind of feisty.
Yeah, maybe she has.
She seems like an omelet girl.
Yeah.
What are the chances of you sending us one of these $1,000 omelets?
I think it would be pretty disgusting by the time it got to you.
Pretty disgusting before it gets to us.
Well,
have you had, sir?
And why would you want it?
And overpriced.
Have you had a lot of DJs calling you about this?
Yeah, we've talked to a lot of people on the radio.
Yeah, and generally, what kind of stuff do they ask you?
They ask sort of how it came about, mostly.
Uh huh. Yeah. Well, how did it come about?
if you know.
Not interested.
I just hung up on it.
Gentlemen, nice round of applause. That's the way we chose to get out of it.
Now, you guys, I know you don't do this on your show.
Yeah.
You know, but here's a guy that's at a hotel in New York, schmuck sending us publicity stuff saying,
right,
call us for this $1,000 omelet. Now,
right,
who could possibly afford a $1,000 omelet?
Pepe went down the socioeconomic route, which I thought was very, very, very good.
Mm-hmm.
Joe actually asked a couple of questions that I thought was fantastic.
And J.
Dubs kicked in with the comedy. I thought I don't think it was pitchy. I think they hit a home run. I'm going to give them a round of applause.
Well,
absolutely.
Here's what I think.
Yes, Simon.
Jefe, you should be lucky all of Mexico is behind you.
The calls will come in from Mexico.
Whatever it's Simon does. No, Jefe has the right instincts on this. You want to bust the guy's balls.
Mm-hmm.
Joe, it is your sweet, doughy-headed innocence that I love so much when you counted up the eggs. Right. And let me just say, J-Dubs, whoever, Master P?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
That's good.
Yeah.
I sense good stuff from these guys.
Amen.
I sense a good vibration from them.
Agreed. That's right. And, Joe Artinger just might be the gelatin that holds these guys together.
You are welcome to hang out anytime.
Listen, here it goes.
Well, I just might do that.
There you go. Just might do that. You know the translation? No work ethic there. He'll never come in that studio after he punches out.
And now the best part is, Rob will call the guy.
And do the follow-up.
And find out how he likes being on your show. Right. So let me dial it up.
Hold on. I'm good.
2-1-2. Oops.
This is a wonderful dynamic in here today.
There you go. Who's this, please?
Hi, it's Rob.
Hey, how's your wife?
Hi, Rob.
She hit a tree.
Hi, Rob. I hope she's all right.
Yeah, me too.
My condolences.
Okay, now Rob has to do this part off the air.
Very good.
So here we go. Going to ask for...
There's no answer yet.
Well,
perhaps perhaps the little hang-up has made them go away.
No answer yet.
Up, you got it, Rob?
It's a hotel. No.
I could get right through.
Still, he's not getting through.
Don't get that.
Oh, brother.
Let me try that one more time.
One more time? All right, go ahead. So you guys, you never will do this on your show, right?
Honestly, when you guys do it...
Mm-hmm.
That takes cojones. When you guys are calling people and blatantly busting their balls.
Mm-hmm. But you should, but I'm just saying, that could be a part of your show, too. That's a part of most popular radio shows.
I would say a call like this would be busting balls, or, of course, when we pretend that we're people we're not.
Here we go.
How are you? Hi, we just wanted to say thank you for letting Steven speak with us. Did you get a read of how he thought it went? It was sort of a subset of the Don and Mike show. We have
subset.
People in today.
A subset. Mathematical terminology.
Ask him which host he enjoyed.
Could I speak to him? Is he available? Thank you.
All right, and ask him which host he liked better.
I will.
Alex or Joe.
Or
J-Dubs. It's not a popularity contest. Y'all did great.
Absolutely.
Here at Radio 101.
Curiosity. And guys, thanks for coming into the classroom today. Good job.
Can you help us move furniture next week?
You bet.
Okay.
Sure.
Okay.
Still waiting.
Still waiting?
Yeah.
Still waiting on this guy?
Mm-hmm.
And all this publicity, he's only sold four of these goddamn things?
Well, they're expensive.
I saw,
they're $1,000.
I know they are, but I saw it on TV. I saw it on in New York newspapers.
You could pin me down on the ground, pour Jameson's whiskey down my throat, an entire fifth, and I'm not buying that omelet.
With the Don and Mike Show in the Hideout. How are you?
Okay, here's on the phone.
Yeah,
with the
we
guy.
Did get cut off. I'm sorry about that.
There you go.
How do you think it went? Yeah, we very much enjoyed it. Who was your favorite host, Alex, Joe, or J-Dubs? Well, Alex was the one with the book smarts, Joe was the one with the street smarts, and J-Dubs is the one with the farm smarts. I guess he knows eggs, yeah.
Yeah.
So could you pick one? It's not a popularity contest.
It might be J-Dubs.
You couldn't pick out?
Well, yeah. Tony has to.
Well, we require it. I'm sorry. If you don't, then you'll hear from the omelet police.
Tell them they're very insecure. They
so
just
I
want to know.
I just need Alex, Joe, or J-Dubs.
Come on.
He went with Alex.
Alex.
Hey.
All right.
Alex.
There you go.
Suckers.
Congratulations,
Destiny.
What'd you say, suckers?
Alex said that.
Yes. He's sorry we got cut that. Off.
There you go.
Well, Alex, congratulations.
What a wonderful exercise.
You passed today's radio class.
Thanks, Joe, for coming into the classroom.
Joe, America's not voted you off yet. You get to keep your job as our phone screener.
Right. And down on the farm, J-Dubs.
Down on the farm.
Great, great poll today.
Yeah. Thank you. Master P. All right, thank you, guys.
Thank you, guys.
And get out of here.
There they go.
If you get a chance, no rush, get me some more bugs.
I'm hungry.
If you get a chance.
Yeah. And incidentally, when you asked him, though, you said, will you guys help us move furniture? That, you made an assumption.
Well, yeah.
Meaning, will you help while we watch?
Thank you. I just wanted to clear that up.
Right. You're not going to watch?
What?
You're not
going to
watch?
Oh, okay, that's also true.
Will you just do it?
Will you do it while I'm at home watching TV? Mike's playing golf.
The big thing that I'm, the selling point for these guys down here is they won't have to lift a finger.
Yeah.
But somebody will.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. Listen, during the break, you two go out and find us some office space.
Very good.
Hey, are we helping enough around here?
I think so.
Are we helping enough? We're reorganizing the offices.
We're training younger broadcasters.
Yeah. And we're getting them to move our furniture for us.
Amen.
You give and give.
Now we're ready to talk to you. You guys, phone number 877-365-3636.
Give.
Phone scan lies. Straight ahead. So call us now at 877-365-3636 from America. Canada, 800-636-1067. Washington, D.C., 202-432-1067. Phone scan. Your calls. Unscreened, unscripted. Lie straight ahead. I'm not going to have time to tell you the best power couples in America.
Mm. Well, the best power couples are about to head down the hallway.
That's right.
All right, go ahead, guys.
Amen.
Hold up. Let me just ask you.
Okay.
Real quick.
What?
Power couples in America.
Uh-huh.
Who do you think of these five or six couples I'll give you is officially the biggest power couple in America? Is it Oprah and Stedman, Courtney Cox and David Arquette? Is it Kelly Ripa and Mark Consuelos? Is it Jessica Simpson and Nick Lachey? Or is it Reese Witherspoon and Ryan Phillippe?
None of the above. I know who it is.
Who?
Siegfried and Roy. Even though he's been mauled by that tiger.
Mike, it's man and woman. Although in that case,
okay.
I guess, again, you're correct.
Yeah.
Yes. But
Siegfried and Roy. I stand by it.
But if you had to, who do you think? Who is, and what do they call this on this list? The power couple.
Wait, is power determined by wealth or popularity?
Be glad to tell you. Celebrities and their secrets to stay in love when the wife is the bigger star in the relationship.
Oh, wife.
When the wife...
Well, then I think you have to go with Oprah.
Yeah, they've got a track record.
Mm-mm.
And money.
Number one.
Who?
She saved his life. Courtney Cox and David Arquette.
Wow.
And you know why?
I'm surprised at that.
Do you remember I was telling you my theory the other day about how I wish women did more for men?
Yeah, you're
right?
Talking about Sarah Jessica
Parker. Oh, don't tell me another one that says I do everything for him.
I cannot do enough for David, says Courtney Cox. He is the best. Now, David Arquette,
mm-hmm.
He is the best thing that ever happened to me. She waits on him. She gets him food. She does his laundry. She rubs suntan lotion on his back. She jumps to get his snacks and get him drinks. In return, he gives her kisses.
Wow.
Is that a sweet deal?
You know what?
Is that the sweetest deal
of all? You read something similar from Sarah Jessica Parker.
Right. And Matthew Broderick.
Right. And you know what I think?
What?
I smell a rat. Mm-hmm. I don't believe it for a second. Don, I think they're lying. I think if you really gave some truth serum to David Arquette and to Matthew Broderick, the opposite would be true.
Sure. Well, I don't know. How about another great thing they do here? They have pictures of these celebrities, which were taken. You could get a picture of a celebrity where they're smiling, where they're coming out of the awards thing, where they're not smiling.
Mm-hmm.
They had a psychologist, in whatever magazine this is, look at what their body language says.
Really? And,
like, for instance, in this picture right here of David Arquette and Courteney Cox, the number one power couple, as you can see, he's got his arm around her.
Right.
And again, you look at this picture, you just went, what the hell's wrong with her? Obviously, there's nothing wrong with her, but what's wrong with her?
Yeah, you look at her, she's a big successful sitcom star, and he's Tard Boy.
Here's what it says about the picture, and look at her, she's beautiful, and he looks like he just rolled out of my underpants. He could not look worse, and they're not even totally embracing, are they, in this picture?
Right.
Here is what their body language says.
Oh, good.
He really gives her pizzazz and lights her up. She's the biggest star, but she's more of a presence, and she's comfortable. She's delighted by him and his antics. She lives...
His antics.
She lives to serve him.
Really?
That is what...
You know why?
Some kind of magic
spell. I know these stories excite you, don't they?
Well, now, on the other hand, here you go. Here's Oprah and Stedman. They were the number two couple.
Oh, damn. Look at that. That picture. I can analyze that picture.
And the picture of Oprah is she's got the Emmy Award in her hand.
Yeah, that picture says to me, take out the trash.
And here's what it says about their body language.
Okay.
Her outstretched arm, she's holding the Emmy, indicates, this is my moment, my power. Stedman is in back of her, sheepishly bowing down, and she's treating him as though he's irrelevant.
Oh, yes, sir.
And then, there's a million of them here. Oh, Jessica and Nick. Listen to what it says about
them. I'm curious about this one.
What's their
Jessica
story?
And Nick, what their body language says.
Can I see the picture?
Yeah. Oh, yes, here they are. Yeah. Jessica and Nick, hold on, it's over two pages.
I'm sorry.
He's kissing her hand.
And she's like looking off at a camera.
And it says, he really does support her. He holds her hand up and puts her on a pedestal. She feels empowered by his love for her. And her fingers are grasping onto his fingers, indicating she's holding on to his support.
Okay.
Blah, blah.
I like the Stedman one
better.
Sometimes he's sheepishly hiding in the background.
Here's a good one, too.
True.
The number three power couple is Madonna and Guy Ritchie. And they have a picture of them walking through an airport.
Mm-hmm.
And he's standing somewhat behind her, but he's got his arm around her arm.
Right.
They're walking together.
I should point out, he's holding her arm in a way that normally a woman would hold onto a man's arm.
Hmm. And what their body language says is, he's clutching her arm for dear life.
Yeah.
His head is bowed down, showing low self-confidence. And she does not respond to him. She could care less. It's about her and nobody else.
You bet.
Mm-hmm. How about that?
Absolutely.
And
I like these. Yeah.
There's so many couples, and I'm not going to have time to read them all to you today, but these are the power couples. Anyway, all I want to say is, I wish, Frida, I think of myself as the David Arquette in our relationship.
Wow.
And you're definitely the Courtney Cox. So how about getting me some snacks tonight?
Yeah.
How about getting me some snacks, rubbing my backs, jumping to get my snacks and drinks, and in return, I will give you kisses.
That's it.
Because that's what David Arquette
does.
Tender,
gentle kisses fair on the forehead.
That's what David Arquette
does. Kiss this!
For kiss Courtney this. Cox, kiss the number this. One power couple.
Wow. And Buzz and I, when we work the hallways here at the radio station, we'll be doing so arm in arm.
Go do your magic, please.
Make the magic happen.
When we come back, phone scan.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Attention! Attention! Nils is dead. I repeat, Nils is dead. Fuckhead. So is Pal. And those four guys from the East German All Stars. Your boys down at the bank.
They're gonna be a little late.
The Don and Mike Show.
The number one radio show in Haiti. The Don and Mike Show.
Well, Mike and Buzz are still closing that deal. Here they come back now into the studio. Just ahead of your calls to the phone scan. You able to make a deal, guys, during that?
We don't know yet. We're getting the word in 30 seconds. The individual that we spent the entire break with is scheduled to come in here and let us know what her decision is.
All right, well,
we're not sure. She asked for 30 seconds. Right. And
you put 30 on the clock, Rob? Hate to keep making people wait.
Mm-hmm.
But remember, this is 30 seconds. No entertaining, please.
It's kind of tense for Buzz.
Hey, hey.
Sorry. That wasn't entertaining. I was just making a statement. I'm nervous.
Why is it tense for Buzz?
Tense for both of us.
Both. Oh.
We were in there working hard. I tell you.
What, did Buzz have to have sex with somebody?
No. But what I'm saying is, Buzz and I.
Yeah.
Put us on the street.
Yeah.
Oh, man, we'd kill.
Uh-huh. Was it good cop, bad cop, or?
Mm-hmm. I just, whatever the eventuality, whatever comes out of this.
Good cop.
30 seconds.
We got a good.
Rob, would you go get Julie Fullman, please?
Is that the one?
Yes.
Oh. Probably on her way.
If you guys got Julie Fullman to agree to this,
mm-hmm.
Wow, that would be fantastic. Only because I know how attached.
We don't have an answer yet. She's coming in.
I know how attached she is to her office.
All right, here she is.
All right, yeah, Julie, go ahead.
And Megan.
I just want to say that Rob did not have to come get me. I was on my way.
Okay, all right.
I was walking a little bit slow. I apologize.
No problem.
Big decision here.
Huge.
Very nice to listen to our whole pitch. We covered almost every
huge decision for Julie, the sales manager.
Here are my terms.
Okay.
If.
Yeah.
We were to do this.
Switch offices.
Yes.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
First item.
Yeah.
You two.
Right.
Would have to keep the color on the walls that I have in there.
What color do you
I said we would paint. You got that paint?
No, I want you to work.
Oh, we keep the color?
No.
What's the color?
It's the green thing. We're not going to paint the office
green,
a different color.
No way.
No, we keep the...
No way.
What's that?
No way. I'm not taking green off. I'm just kidding with you.
It's all good.
Yeah, I'm fine with it.
Well, that's done. That's kidding. He likes it. He's kidding.
Whatever the color, I'm kidding, Julie.
We keep the color. We keep the color.
I'm being tough.
We keep the color. Whatever it is. What else?
All right. So you guys work in there with that color. Okay. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The next item would be that this would have to work under engineering's timetable.
Because when you get your computer
involved with the computers, the phone lines.
Okay, I'm fine with that.
Done.
Get all your computer
stereo,
stuff, all the stuff you need, whatever you need, whatever
absolutely.
You need. Mm-hmm. I just use a laptop upstairs. Although I am wired into the network. All you got?
Oh, you are. You're already wired up.
Yeah,
there?
Yeah. I'm mm-hmm. wired up.
You're already wired up.
There you go.
All you got to do is plug your stuff in.
Get the Wi-Fi. Sorry, I don't know.
It's easily done. Yeah,
you know what Wi-Fi is, right? That's where you can use a laptop like out on your deck.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, like so we're wired. What else do you need?
Right.
Okay, I would need Megan, the fabulous Megan, to have Rob's office next to me.
And we solved that problem because Lewis Schreck, Rob would be right down the hallway from us downstairs.
Done and done. Rob just told me he doesn't even need an office.
No,
so Rob would be happy with the cubicle.
See, look at that. But Rob, that office would be fine. Yeah.
So you and Megan would take our office up. Megan would take Rob's office. You take our office. We take your office. Rob takes Shrek's office.
Where does Shrek go?
Who cares?
Who cares?
Mm-hmm. He's here, right? Yeah. Don't see it, Julie.
Oh,
but
we'll find a nice place for that.
But who cares?
We have cubicles.
So do we have a deal?
One more item.
Yeah. What is it?
I have to watch all four of you eat a cicada.
You know that's not a problem with me, baby.
I didn't get to see it.
What if I eat four of them?
Hey, Mike, you're asking me for a lot. I just moved into my fabulous, very cool office.
This is a mutually beneficial.
Salespeople are now going to have to be walking upstairs.
Buzz is right. This is mutually beneficial.
I'd be glad to eat as many as you like.
Could Don eat four for you?
Just for you.
Can't do it, baby.
Why not?
Could Don eat four for you?
I've been dying to eat for you anyway.
Eat for her.
Would you like to? Have you seen him eat a cicada yet?
I've been dying to eat.
Just for you, G. Loves to perform. Because I'm not going to eat a cicada.
Bring me some cicadas right now. Please.
Would it be okay if my esteemed colleague here ate one or as many as you wanted for you?
How many you want?
Four at one time.
For you? No problem.
You're the man.
As a matter of fact, Julie, good faith, because now I don't think you hate me as I did for many years. How about more than four?
At a time, at once?
At once.
Wow, like five?
Six.
Okay.
Switch half offices? Mm-hmm. This is good for morale at the station?
This is good for morale.
Yeah, good.
Yeah. I am very, very impressed.
Whatever colors you want upstairs, why don't the office painted those colors?
Absolutely.
We would do that.
And as I told you, Buzz and I will go out and get you a decorative item
that we think you'll like for you. Your kind of style.
Something special from the Don and Mike show?
Something special from the Don and Mike show.
A housewarming thing.
Buzz will go to the Bizarro Barn. Right, yes.
The Bizarro Barn. We will go to the Bizarro Barn, Julie, and get you something.
No, I'm sorry. That would be the conservative general sales manager store.
Okay. Right. Yeah. Yeah. Because you don't buy stuff at the lobby like that Christmas tree that.
let's not go there.
The prayer bench and the Christmas tree.
Okay.
All right.
Then bring me some bugs and we'll consummate this deal.
And that's going to be the handshake deal, and mm-hmm. that's going
to
be very cool.
Way to go. And, you know, good for you for having bigger ones than the Allen Line.
Incidentally, because of the issue with Rob moving and stuff like that, I think that Rob does move into our office, because I am there for 15 minutes, and I think that's going to solve that space issue, too.
Right,
and when Rob moves out down.
You don't even need Shrek's office. Rob just moves into our office.
Rob, you just move into our office.
Where are you going to go?
Huh? I just need a couch or an easy chair.
Mike is only here 15 minutes a day.
That's right.
There still is an issue for where the new producer will be.
Well, I believe that she would be in the old producer's office, which should be empty.
Right. Question withdrawn.
Right. Okay.
There you go.
So we're set.
So now all we need
producer
is
producer will have to come down here to mingle.
That's
with
right. Exactly. Absolutely. You get that?
My people come upstairs to meet with me.
Yes.
To meet with her.
Right.
Everybody
that's
mixes.
Right.
Very happy.
Yeah.
That's
so.
Yeah.
Nice.
Julie Fullman, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
That's good. And we're working on those cicadas.
Just give me the there freaking bugs.
They're on their way.
I'll eat the bugs. Bring the bugs in. We'll consummate this deal. We'll consummate this deal.
This is wonderful.
Would
you
great?
Would you kiss me after I had the bugs?
No way.
You would not. How about you, Megan?
No,
you would not. How about you, Buzz?
No. Well, you maybe. Me? Sure.
I know you always would. Guys, the bugs, please.
We need to get this deal done. Well, it's done, but we just have the
There's
formality
only 8
of the
million of them right outside the radio station.
There goes
FA. But you've eaten them all.
Oh. Can I just throw one more thing in?
Uh-oh.
Sure.
Now, this deal is done in good faith.
Yes, ma'am.
And I just want to say that we're kind of whatever one of those terms are, creating a new synergy here.
Yes. Right. Yes.
So I hope that we're creating that with the Don and Mike show, and that you guys know you can come to me when you need something.
Yeah.
And I can come to you guys when I need something.
Of course, absolutely. Julie, that's what I meant that too when I
Julie
said
Julie always could have come to us.
Yeah.
It's just, you never say hello or anything.
You're behind the window.
See, but now that we're down here.
Be down to the cool office.
Right. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Now, do you want these one at a time or all four? Step up to the mic. How about one at a time?
Okay.
I'll put on a better show for you girls.
Okay. Yeah. Thanks for letting me slide on the cicada. Okay. I appreciate
you
that.
You see? Now, Julie, can you attest that this is alive?
Yes, it's a live cicada.
How about you, Megan?
Yes, no, it's definitely alive.
See, listen,
it's flapping.
There he is. Now, watch this.
Howard Stern on your way to work. John and Mike.
Here we go. Oh.
Oh, my God.
That's one. They love that in a creepy way.
Now,
that's so disgusting.
We really got to move along with the show. Here you go. Here's four more. Oh, I just lost one. You girls see these?
No. Yes.
Okay. Oh, my God.
Double them all in.
Wow. And girls?
Yes.
So you can see they're really all in my mouth.
Dan, you are. This
I
is amazing.
Who?
I got
to see you swallow them.
Okay, give me a minute. There's four of them.
He's chewing them up. Like
give me a second.
Like a car wreck. Julie, we've had there have been credibility issues with this. You will attest on that microphone. He just ate four cicadas.
Hey, look, I'm not done yet.
Don is eating four cicadas, chewing them.
There's a lot of texture there, isn't there? She wants to.
And
she doesn't. There you go.
Gone. Mouth is open.
Okay, guys, thank you.
All right, thank you, Julie.
Thank you, Julie.
Megan, thank you. You the man, Buzz.
Hey, no, you the man.
All right, Don, you the man.
Team.
Way to go, guys.
Really?
Nicely done.
Everybody put effort in on it.
So.
Right. That's it.
Hold on, I got something in my throat.
Oh, do you really?
Mm. It's a head or a leg or something.
Is it moving?
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Ah. Ah. Okay.
Oh.
Man. There you go.
That sealed the deal. Thank you, because really, for a minute there, I was getting scared.
There you go.
The deal. I don't like those little crawly things.
How about that? We got it. We got
and
Julie's
that's the
office.
Best, logistically, to mingle with everybody, that's the best option.
And Julie's right. So now when people need to see her, they're going to have to go upstairs and see the other disc jockeys. Mm-hmm. And people want to see us, they're going to have to come down here where we're with all the
right. Amen.
All the people that work like in the Lord of the Rings.
Way to go, everybody.
Oh, that deal's done.
Excellent job.
Yeah.
Teamwork.
And that's now.
Huzzah.
Not that I'm counting. That's eight yesterday.
And
I just had six,
nine today.
Eight, and that's 17 cicadas I've had.
No, wait, how many did you just eat? You ate five, right, or six?
Six.
Six just now. So that's four and
how
six.
Many?
Ten today.
10 today.
18 total.
18 total. A total of 108 legs.
18 and he likes
wiggling legs.
How many eyes, Robbie, in 18?
Oh, 36.
36 eyes. Yeah.
But it looks like kaleidoscope eyes.
Wow. All right, PostScan, here we go. 877-365-3636. So we just got this Trading Spaces thing done.
Yeah, that's good.
We got Julie, the sales manager, to agree to swap offices.
Hats off to Julie.
Brilliant. Thank you, Julie.
Said that it was a logistical deal to get her into that office. It took a long time. She gave
Thank
that
you.
Up, and I think that she
just
turned into that office.
Julie, it's a compliment I'm giving you. It's a man's world. Understand what I'm saying? Julie, you're more of a man.
Right.
Than the guy down the hall who's hiding under his desk right now.
Amen.
Decisive action.
And yeah. Steve Johnson, I'm really sorry we couldn't work something out.
Poor old Alice.
Oh, really, Steve? I guess for the rest of my tenure here, you're still going to be a hump.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Buddy.
Hey, phone scan. Hi.
Buddy.
Hey.
What's up?
Hey, you're on the air. Hello.
Hey, have you guys heard about this new movie called A Day Without a Mexican?
No.
Is this a joke?
No, it's dead serious. It's a kind of a mockumentary. The commercials.
You just saw me picking some bug off my teeth.
Yeah, you're picking a bug leg off your tongue.
Yeah. Anyway, what, excuse me, A Day Without a Mexican?
The commercials are so bad that none of the TV and radio here in California will play them. They're like, I had to pick my own tomato today, and I had to blow my own yard. The leaves out of my yard is just foul, the whole thing.
Is this a real movie, an independent?
It's a documentary, and the funny thing is it's made by Mexicans.
But so it's
by
like,
the Mexican movie makers.
So it's indicating how we would be lost without the Mexican workforce.
Oh. What it is, it's about if all the Mexicans vanished from California overnight.
You know what I call that? Heaven.
Oh, God.
Don and Mike show. Imagine that.
Watch out, Hepe's going
to
come in
have
here.
To make your own tomatoes.
All I'd say is that Texas would get a lot more crowded. Hello, Don and Mike.
You talking to me?
Yeah, you're on the air.
Hey, Don and Mike, calling from Charm City. David Arquette did a movie called Johns. Are you guys familiar?
Hold on, what's the name of the movie?
It's called Johns, J-O-H-N-S.
Yeah, it's the movie about toilets, right?
No, it's the other kind of Johns, where he's a male prostitute in Hollywood.
Hey, there's good casting.
there's
good casting. Can you picture the girl that calls that service? Yes, hi. Hi, this is Jessica Lange. I was thinking I'd like a gigolo. Do you have someone who looks mildly retarded?
God, I mean, David Arquette was a male prostitute. Who played opposite him? Steve Buscemi or what?
In the opening scene, he's like walking down Hollywood Boulevard with no shoes on, right? So then he does the guy, he gets hired, and then he gives the guy the services, and then the guy pays him with a pair of golf shoes. In the next scene,
hold on. He's a gay prostitute?
Yeah, most male prostitutes are gay. And
when you said male prostitute, I was thinking like Richard Gere, Beverly Hills Gigolo.
That's a gigolo. He's a street prostitute. Yeah, he doesn't speak any foreign languages.
Like, as good as it gets.
Fit into society or anything.
And how is David Arquette in this role?
Oh, I think it's a biography, actually. He plays it great. I mean,
right, get out of here. Hello, Don and Mike show. I'll look forward to Blockbuster.
Hello,
you're on the air.
Yeah, this is Rick from Baltimore.
Hi, Rick.
Yeah, have you ever tried Meisterburger with those cicadas?
What's that?
I tried what with them?
Meisterburgers.
What are Meisterburgers?
Oh, it's a liquor. It's like a licorice-flavored... It's like ouzo.
Now, listen, here's the thing. Only a wimp needs something to go with their cicadas.
That's right. We talk about talking the talk, you walk the walk.
Eat them raw.
Yep.
Eat them right out of the tree. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Howdy.
Hey, it's Friday. Don't be queer. Have a beer.
I think Joe gave us that once already today.
Well, slightly modified.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
What's going on, guys?
Hey.
Hey, Don, man, you're pretty sick, man, but I give you props for having the conads to go through with that.
The conads?
Yes, the gonads. Well, I'll make it up words here for you.
Mm-hmm. Conad. Gonad the barbarian. Hi. Oh, my God.
I'm, hey, Mrs. Randall. Can I speak to Tony? Oh my God. When?
Gonad. What was it? Gonad the Destroyer. It was Conan the Destroyer, right?
Conan the Barbarian, Gonad the Destroyer.
That was it, right. Mm-hmm. Hello, Don and Mike. Line 2? Line 4. Don and Mike, hello.
Hi.
It's Late Night with Gonad O'Brien.
Todd and Mike, hello. Hello there. Oh, come on, we're in
hello?
A good group. There
what are you
go.
Doing? Come on.
You're on the air. These calls are not screened.
Yeah, this is John. Through.
Yeah, John, what can we do for you?
I got a big bone to pick with John, or with Don.
John. Okay, well,
John,
that's good. I'm John, and I'm here.
John, this is John, and you've, my career in the music industry has gone down the tubes, but now you're eating all of my offspring, and I can't take it.
I don't even get it.
John Cicada, it's a John Cicada joke.
Yeah.
And it's
oh, man, that was a good one.
No, no, we're hey, going to rip on. Your wings
hold
off.
Hold on a second. You know, that laughter, that confident laugh that you had.
Yeah, the phony confidence. John, are you still with us?
No.
John?
Oh.
It's a shame.
Joey, get his name. Get his number. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Track him down.
He's going in the book.
Yeah, put him in the book.
And you should know, incidentally.
If you hang up, you still go in the book.
There's a secret book. It's just we don't announce your name on the air and your
right.
number, but you're still in the book.
You're in the book forever.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don, you there?
Yes, I'm here. Hi.
Hey, how would you like it if you hadn't been laid for 17 years and then somebody ate you before you got a chance to?
How do you know? That's how do you funny. Know? How do you know I'm not living that life?
And you know what? I think really that the first thing those guys do. Is, you know, is mate when they come out of the ground.
Hey, listen, yeah. And I know that we're not graphic like we used to be, but can I just tell you something?
Mm-hmm.
When you've been eaten by me,
mm-hmm.
you are satisfied.
Oh, God.
I'm talking to all the bugs out there.
Right? A happy day.
That's a bug reference.
Mm-hmm.
When you go into my mouth,
mm-hmm.
pleasure central.
Absolutely. Those bugs couldn't be happier in their last moments.
When these choppers mm-hmm. bite into those little red eyes,
yeah, right.
Ecstasy.
The guy's smiling. Passing.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Hi there.
I'm getting queasy.
Jim Rome here.
What?
Jim Rome here.
Oh, no, come on. What's that's Frank Caliendo. Hello, Don and Mike show. Sorry, I brought up his name again, Mike. Hello, Don and Mike.
Red eyes.
Yeah,
right.
Yes.
Turn your radio down.
Turn your radio down. For the love of Jesus, who died on the cross for your sins.
Hello, you're next on the Don and Mike show.
Don?
Don.
Don.
Yes, Don and Mike. Hello.
Hello, Don.
Yes, we're looking for a real dumb guy who had his radio up way loud. Oh,
Don.
We found him. Yes. Hi,
Don.
This is John. How may I help you?
Don?
Yes,
no,
John.
He's done it eight times, so he's just being an idiot.
Hello?
Okay, now listen, this is your last chance. We got the book out right now.
We use it.
Hello.
Yes, you're on the air.
Hello, Don.
What is your first name?
Hello. Hello.
Uh-huh, what's your first name?
Write the number down because he's going in the book, too. Nope, we're not going to talk to you anymore because you are going in the book.
Oh,
we know. You're just going to say hello. No.
But we do need a name, though, because we already got a phone number. What's your first name, dude?
You're not going to get it from him.
Hello.
If you're like the police, he's John Doe.
Okay, listen, area code 775.
Hello.
We need a name.
You're in the book.
Right.
That's two guys in this phone scam in the book.
Yeah, listen now.
You have been selected as a charter member in the Don and Mike Hicks.
Now he talks.
Listeners Club.
Now he talks.
You are now a registered Don and Mike caller and are entitled to all the privileges that come with
this. Let's do them now.
Be
blah, blah,
sure
blah.
To watch your mailbox.
What a shame that's not getting on
the
air.
Don and Mike caller sign, which is to be placed prominently in your front yard.
Here you go.
You have been profiled, tagged, and you are now in the book. Good day.
Good day, sir.
Yeah, good day, sir.
I hate to do that on a Friday.
Well, had to be done.
I hate to do it on a Friday.
Two legitimate trips to the book.
Too legit to quit. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, hey guys, how you doing?
We're doing great, thanks.
Man, your show really sucks.
Thank you.
Yes, can you put me in the book?
No, we already put you guys.
No,
that's the guy
that,
you know, we're not accepting any suicides for that. Another day, perhaps.
Hello. Hello there. Don and Mike, please don't tell me you're trying to get into the book. You don't want to get into the book. Hello?
It's Friday.
Hello?
No.
Now,
let's wait him out.
But then he'll just hang up. We got the number, but we just can't put another John Doe in the book.
No.
Hello there.
No, he's not. No, he knows we're saying hello to him.
So
oh, you know what?
What?
It's Friday.
Yes.
That's what it is. It's Friday.
I mean, Buzz said that. What does that mean?
It's loser day.
sexually frustrated guys who are angry.
No, I mean, seriously. I love our listeners.
They have no lives.
But the active listeners on Friday.
It's after 5 o'clock.
Right.
He's calling the show. He's angry.
What if he's calling from the West Coast? It's only 2 o'clock out there.
It
doesn't really matter.
He knows his night is ruined.
He's not. He has nothing to look forward to.
What if he's in Jasmine Trias' family? He's calling us from Hawaii, and it's like yesterday. Yesterday at 8 o'clock.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Don and Mike Show can take a caller saying nothing. And have a great bit with
it. Turn it into something.
And I think that's a triumph.
Yeah.
And that makes me very... Of course he's still there.
Still there.
Yeah.
Hello?
Each time you say hello, you give him great satisfaction.
Just give me a second.
Okay. I believe that Buzz has nailed it by saying sexual frustration.
And it makes them angry. And that's when they feel the need to perform pranks.
Mm-hmm. Hold on, he's still there.
That's exactly what it is. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I hear him. I hear him coughing.
Yeah.
See, he's not on a cell. He's just on a regular phone.
Right?
A hard line.
Unfortunately, though...
What, Mike?
He technically has to be put in the book. I know it's a three-booking phone scam, but really, we can't. He can't have this opportunity again. It can't be given to him. As much as I would love to not put three people in the book,
yeah,
it has to be done.
Are they all anonymous today?
They might very well be. And, you know, that's just the way it's got
to
be.
If that's the way it has to be.
Hey, dude, come on now. At least give us a name. I'd hate to just know you as 702, which is your area code.
John Doe number 2.
Not going to happen.
John Doe number 2.
Unidentified body. Hope you enjoyed the visit, sir. We are now going to put you in the book.
The last chance. Will we or won't we put him in the book? Are you at least going to say a god...
He hung up. Okay.
We won.
Mm-hmm. We did.
We won.
Mm-hmm. He blinked.
We won.
He blinked.
We won.
That's a good... That is, yes, technically, that is a victory.
Sure. We won. Now let's call him back.
Okay. And incidentally, even with the hang up, mm-hmm. he still goes into the book.
Oh, yeah. We have the number.
Mm-hmm.
John Doe number 2.
Yeah. He's going in the book. He'll pick up now. Oh, hello? Come on. Come on, Big Bucks. Oh, hold on. I can't put his voice on.
Right.
Give me a second.
Pick up.
I'm on the handset now. Now I'm on the hard line.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, really? It's a business. Isn't that interesting?
Shocking.
Really? It's a business. Hey, how you doing? I'm looking for this is the Don and Mike Show. We're looking for the guy who just called and just stayed on the line. And I'd like to say, whenever I'm in Nevada, I go to Nevada Painting. That's a great business. Because I know that the people that work at Nevada Painting don't waste time calling radio shows and just hanging on the line for 3 minutes without, and just going, hello, hello, hello. Because I know at Nevada Painting, their employees care.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, are you going to pick up yet? Are you going to pick up yet? What if this was the Dutch boy? What if I was Sherwin or Williams?
Right. Ben Moore.
Or like, you've been to Home Depot and seen like the dumb, where you walk in and they have like Disney colors?
Yes. Sure.
So I said,
been to Home Depot? I painted my house with Disney colors.
What is the difference between blue and Dumbo blue? I tell you, about $15.
Yeah, well, I think that color is Dumbo blue.
Hello? No, not there.
There you go. All right,
anyway,
wonderful. He's in the book. Put him in the book.
He's in the... Oh, do you really want me? Okay, we'll do...
Okay. Congratulations.
Nevada Paint.
You have been
great business.
A charter member in the Don and Mike exclusive listeners club.
Let that be just a hint.
A registered Don and Mike caller and are entitled to all the privileges that come with said title.
Yeah, you are.
Be sure to watch your mailbox for your registered Don and Mike caller sign, which is to be placed prominently in your front yard.
3 book day.
You have been profiled, tagged, and you are now in the book.
Wow.
It's a crime
good day.
I said good day, sir.
Wow, that's three in the book.
Three in the book and one phone's the only way to stop this crime wave.
And just so you know, whenever I get one of those thoughts, one of those ESP-type thoughts that comes to me with the name of a great business,
right?
I'm just going to say it from across America.
All right.
It was Nevada Paint. Excellent. Great business.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. And don't be so dumb to call from your office if you're just going to sit on the phone and just go, hello, hello, hello.
Hey.
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike, what's up?
Oh, and don't think that you're going to have some, like, anonymity.
Mm-hmm.
Because as soon as people start calling that business and your boss says, well, now, who would have been dumb enough to call a radio station and just... They're going to know immediately.
They're going to find out who the guy is.
They already know it's you. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike, what's up?
Howdy.
Listen, I was calling to see if you knew anything or if you were up on the latest Batman movie. I know you're a big Batman fan. And
yes, I know. It's Patrick Bateman. I know it. I can't wait to see it.
Very exciting.
Did you hear who the director is as well and some of the other people playing in it?
All right, we're going into the land of the nerd, but I'll go who?
The director is the same guy who directed the movie Memento.
Okay, bye. Hi, Don and Mike Show.
You had great self-discipline on that call.
I couldn't even tell you who directed Memento. Memento was the one where the guy lost his memory?
Yep.
That's
yes.
It. Yeah. Right. Very complicated.
Donald.
Well,
hello,
cool.
Donald.
Hi there.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi there. Donald. Is this me?
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Friday and sexual frustration.
Hello, radio station.
Not another one.
Oh, my God.
You know what? It's a copycat.
Yeah.
I can only publicize one paint store a day.
Amen.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don.
Yes.
Hey, it's Lenny from Gettysburg.
Hey, Lenny, I was waiting for you to call.
I know. Hey, the potatoes you're eating?
Yes, sir.
We don't even have any down here in Gettysburg yet.
Well, you're missing out. You're missing out on a taste sensation, Lenny.
Thank you for that news report, Lenny. Keep us posted.
They're saying your stomach won't digest the exoskeleton. You know that, right?
Fiber.
Listen, Mr. Bruce, I can tell you that, in fact, my stomach did fine with them yesterday.
Did it?
Yes, absolutely fine.
If your stomach doesn't digest the exoskeleton, why would there be cookbooks about cicadas?
Don't know.
Anyway, listen, Mr. Shapiro, I think it's great you called. Mr. Malton, I think it's great you called. Mr. Dawson.
Mr. DiCaprio.
Mr. Bruce.
All right.
I had that one. Right? It's the first one I had.
Sorry.
And if we're playing the Lenny game.
Mr. Kravitz.
The guy from The Simpsons.
Lenny.
His name is Lenny.
Yeah.
I saw Lenny Kravitz on the Today Show the other day.
Right. Dawson.
I had that one.
Oh, you had that?
I had Lenny Dawson. Right. Remember when we had Lenny Kravitz on our show 15 years ago and his first record came out?
Right.
Remember how high he was the day he came
totally
in?
Oh, high.
He was that high on the Today Show.
Was he really?
Yeah, and he was wearing what, like a crazy, what's it, who, Snoop Dogg played him in the Starsky and Hutch.
Huggy Bear hat?
He had the whole Huggy Bear outfit.
He is high always.
Mm-hmm.
He is. Listen, what's your name?
Lenny. Swiggy's friend.
Someone call for a doctor?
Lenny and Swiggy.
Lenny, you're the last person on the phone scan.
Cool.
And incidentally, best phone scan ever.
Amen. Uh-huh.
You've got the Sex and the City Season 6 Part 1 DVD.
All right.
The complete 6 season Part 1, 10 one-half hour episodes of the show you can't get enough of.
Cool. Okay.
From HBO.
Brilliant copywriting.
And good reading on my part. And your name again was?
Lenny.
Gotcha. Thank you. And listen, I wish you could call again and again and again and again and again, because then you'd be Leonard Part 6.
Oh, my God.
There you go.
Yeah, okay, Bitman.
Hey, come on. Don't you remember that movie with Bill Cosby?
Yeah, Leonard Part 6.
Leonard Part 6.
That tour de force. I saw it in a double feature with Ishtar.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
That's a great jingle, Mike. How long did you write that one?
It took me probably on the back of a napkin about 15 seconds.
Maybe you've been out with your cell phone and you turn it on and it says no service. That doesn't happen if you're in your car and you press the white OnStar button.
If you have OnStar in your vehicle, over 2 million people do. You've got the just-in-case phone. It's a backup phone. It's built into your car or truck, and it works beautifully.
It's called OnStar Personal Calling. If you're an OnStar subscriber, you press the white button, and you say, hello, I want some minutes. You say, how many minutes you want? You want 15? You want 20? You want 100? You say, yeah, give me 100 minutes.
The thing I like best about this is the OnStar system comes through your stereo speakers and really is the best audio for a phone that you'll ever get.
Now, for instance, I use it to call my wife. I say, press OnStar. It says, welcome to OnStar. I say, dial, and they say, number, and I say, Frida. Or let's say, I'm in the car on my way to work today. I said, dial, Cosby. I call Bill Cosby. I said, I love you in Leonard Part 6.
And he says, thanks for using OnStar.
OnStar Personal Calling, available in most markets. Visit OnStar.com for more. I said more. I said more information. Yes, we are. WKFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Austin, I'd like you to meet somebody. This is my mother, Mrs. Exposition.
How do you do?
My God, man, what have you done?
That's not your mother, it's a man, baby.
The Don and Mike Show. Everybody got
like the Girl Scouts, they have changed. Don and Mike.
We have a Beach Boys weekend, everybody. Hang 10, the crazy Hang 11.
Yeah.
Friday favorite right now. And I know that the kiddies love this guy. Many levels to him, though. Okay, boys and girls of all ages. Are you ready? He's big and he's green. Here's Shrek.
Excuse me, I'm the big lovable ogre. Oh, look at me with my big green tummy. Where's Princess Fiona? I'm really excited about this. We're going to travel all through the land because I love her so much. Just keep Donkey away from me.
Now,
I don't like Donkey.
Now, Shrek is, of course, fat look, bastard.
Look at me bounce up and down. I'm the ogre. Aren't I scary? Ooh.
But you're fat bastard, though, right? It's the fat bastard voice?
The only way you can get me to be fat bastard is actually to say, bring in fat bastard.
Oh, otherwise you're Shrek?
Otherwise I'll be Shrek.
Bring in fat bastard.
Yeah, look at you. Get in my belly. Oh, hi, wee man. I love you eating those cicadas.
Now, how come...
Did they taste yummy?
Now, how come you're not in Shrek? How come the Mike Myers other
voice...
Because
the people that produced it are all a bunch of bastards themselves. They didn't like me because I eat babies. Do you know how tasty they are?
Where's Shrek? Is Shrek there again?
Yeah, I'm right here.
Now, Shrek?
It's good to see you. I'm kind of wide-eyed and cartoon-like. Not like that guy. Please don't say his name. He'll come back.
But you know who really is behind all of these guys?
Who would that be?
You know my main man.
You mean that guy you like so much?
That guy I like so bad is Dr. E around?
Hello, Mr. Powers.
Ah!
That's right, I've been studying you from afar. Your attempt to eat cicadas as many as you possibly can is an attempt to, in truth, corrupt the world. Yes, Mr. Powers, eat enough cicadas, and they will give you their cicada powers to fly. And then you can fly to my special island of Eber.
Now, how come you're not Shrek?
I'm not Shrek because it's a conspiracy. They did not want Dr. Evil in the Shrek movie. I wanted to play Princess Fiona. I did, Mr. Powers. I'm very evil. That boy in back of you is evil.
Well, you bet
I'm
he is.
Very, very aware of all the evil. And congratulations on your office move.
Oh, thank you.
I believe you will be able to implement your evil plan.
You did
to
that.
Totally take over this radio station and your own network.
You did that magma thing where you did like the quotations.
Well,
the
this radio station under the ground, 6 feet down, surrounded by red hot magma. Therefore, when you move into the office, you will be able to drill for it and tap the red hot magma, molten lava, and then pump it into the office of Alan Linewad, causing him severe third-degree burns.
Where's Shrek?
I'm right here.
Now,
it's good to see you.
Now, Shrek.
Boy, I tell you, it's great being Green and Ogre, and I'm so in love with Princess Fiona, but I sure don't like Donkey. I don't even like Eddie Murphy.
Now, you're the same guy
as
the other two guys.
I am an ogre. I live in the forest, and I'm traveling far and wide to find my love. Princess Fiona, I'm going to see her parents. We're going to have a good time. Are you afraid of me? No, because I'm a lovable green ogre. Oh, this is great. You just call them and they'll pop in whenever you want.
Now, you tell me how this happened.
Look at my big stubby fingers.
Be very careful.
Look at my weird ears that look like little bitty baby trumpets.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that exciting? I tell you, we're having some fun right now. Look, my ears are really shaped like trumpets.
I see that.
You know, but what it is really, it's not an ear, it's a deformity.
Oh.
I'm actually severely deformed.
Now, in the new movie.
Down there.
Where?
In the new movie.
Ogres, all of us like onions. Would you like a breath check?
Oh.
Oh.
God.
Wow. Give me an Altoid.
Now, in the new movie.
I love the new movie. Shrek 2, better than the original. How about them sequels in Hollywood, huh?
Gwyneth Paltrow.
I think.
Gwyneth Paltrow.
Gwyneth Paltrow. How come you pronounce the TH on the end of her name?
I'm just goofy.
Can I take your picture from my scrapbook?
Sure.
There you go. Snap away. I don't know how to make a camera sound. Isn't this exciting? There we go. Thank you. Hey, hats off to the curly-headed newsboy.
There you go.
Ah, you all look good. Okay, can you all do me a favor?
Yeah.
Stand shoulder to shoulder. Let me take a few more shots.
All right.
Here we go.
My arm around.
That's good for right now. Now move apart just about 2 inches apart between all of you.
All right, 2 inches apart. All right, here we go.
Now I need you all to do one more favor for me.
What's that?
Remove your shirts.
Oh, no.
All right.
I'm making a little pornography.
There.
Okay. Now take your pants off. There you go. That looks good. Now get in a triangle and stand on each other's shoulders. Come on now. Quick as a bunny.
I need some motivation. Am I an Iraqi prisoner? What am I doing?
See, that's the reference I was making, but that's the last shot I got. You all look good in your skivvies.
It really looks good. Would you put the dog...
That was an ogre burp. Sorry about that, Robbie.
Would you put the dog leash on me so we can do like the Iraqi pictures?
DreamWorks has lousy HMOs. They botched my colostomy.
Oh, that's bad.
They did. I had a colostomy. They botched it. It was terrible. It was really bad. But all the other guys that Mike Myers does, their colostomies were perfect. And they've all had them.
Now... You bring up Mike Myers.
Yes.
Isn't it true
he's inside of all of us.
I don't want to say the name of the other people to bring them out, because I like talking to Shrek. Mm-hmm. But Shrek,
it's good to talk to you, too, Don.
Shrek is really just a little low-key FB.
Right. Yeah, I'm glad you said the initials, otherwise he'd come back.
Fat bastard.
Oh, yeah. Oh, he's a copy. That's all it is. A stinky, ruddy copycat. Oh, I want my baby back.
Fat bastard had this.
Oh, man, I tell you, son. Did you see the scene where I lost all the weight and my flesh was all saggy?
Yeah.
That was fun. Ooh, I'm going to dance around in my big fat suit. Ooh, I don't like the fact that he made a cartoon for the kiddies.
You don't like that.
Who needs the kiddies anyway? Make a dirty comedy. That's what I told him. Ooh, we're having fun now. Ooh, let me tell you, my bad colostomy. Get out of here, you foul bag.
Where's the mastermind? Where's Dr. Evil?
I'm over here. Hey, I will grab the microphone, and I will make sure that my death ray is pointed directly at the forehead of Alan Ninewand, who claims to be your fearless leader.
How did you get wrapped up into making these? They're not hokey. People love these.
Hokey is a word that I'm not a fan of.
These,
I like to prefer campy. I like to refer to myself as chic.
Well, now you are, but what about the movie with
I'm
the
I'm a fashion plate with my gray suit and my bald head and my scar over my eye.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, there's Mini-Me. He is my constant companion. I will keep him at my right side always. It will be big fun.
What about the movie about the...
DreamWorks has just signed me for an evil three-picture deal.
The movie with the ogre. Now, that certainly cannot be from the mind of Dr. Evil,
Of course not. It is not. It is a kiddies movie, and it is very disturbing to me that they are trying to amuse young laddies and lassies. I would like to make an evil movie. A more evil movie centering around the world of evil. Perhaps we could even take it into hell. And I will be at the helm of hell, supervising all my minions and creating an evil atmosphere for the entire world.
Let me ask all the people in this room. Fat Bastard?
Here we are. That's my buddy, Dr. Evil.
Now, would you like to make an evil movie for the kids?
I'm evil as he is. I don't want to do anything that would be good.
Okay, what about Shrek?
I'm over here, and I'm really disappointed that they're all talking like this.
Mm-hmm. Why?
This is really disappointing. We're trying to make a nice, innocent movie for kids. Would I chase Princess Fiona Rathwood or Fiona?
Mm-hmm.
Have a cicada. I'm really having a great time. I'm starting to get a little schizophrenic, though.
Dr. Evil?
Yes, I'm...
Hello? Yes, Mr. Powers. Yes, Mr. Powers, I'm standing by. And you haven't even summoned him. I don't understand what's wrong with you.
Shrek?
I'm over here.
Fat Bastard?
Look at my belly!
Dr. Evil?
Hello, I'm right here.
Austin?
Yeah, baby. Behave. Oh, man. This is great.
Are you ready for...
Would you like to see my twig and berries?
You ready for a curveball?
I'm ready for a curveball.
How about the Sprockets guy?
My name is Stephen. Sprockets. I'll dance for you. You better get rid of this. That's all I can do.
Hi, Dr. Evil. Oh, it's good to be back. Oh, it was a great run on Broadway. How about Dr. Evil Does the Great White Way with the Evil Tour? Very exciting. I think it'll be bigger than Riverdance. I like it. I will be headlining all over the free world, all the great theaters. Okay. We'll start the tour in Toronto.
Now, we're going to get a thought on the movie from each of the four stars.
Oh, good.
And I hope for an honest, upfront appraisal of the movie Shrek 2. Let's start with Austin Powers. Austin, you've seen it. How is it?
Yeah, baby. It's fantastic. I think it's great. It's got a cartoon slant to it with a little sex thrown in for fun. Yeah, baby. I think it's
hot. Let's see. About Fat Bastard next.
It's a piece of garbage. Don't waste your hard-earned money. Don't go see it. I think the movie is basically for wusses.
Okay, what about Shrek? Shrek?
Well, I have to say...
You're the star.
It's really exciting. I think it's going to be the big blockbuster of the summer. I think Princess Fiona and Donkey and I will be having a great time with all of our animated adventures. Shrek 2's a winner.
Dr. Evil?
I think the movie should never have been made. Sequels that come out of Hollywood are inherently evil. And if everybody wants to debate me, I will not debate with anyone. As a matter of fact, I won't let anyone get a word in edgewise.
Zip it. One more opinion.
One more.
Where is my son Scott?
One more opinion. Hello, Scott. Daddy loves you. Come back into the fold, my little redhead friend.
Now, we've talked to Dr. Evil. We've talked to Fat Bastard. We've talked to Austin Powers. We've talked to Shrek.
Indeed.
What about James Garfield?
I'm about to kick your ass across the state line. I tell you, I got a bone to pick with you.
What's that?
It's really about the fact that you've said I've been dead all week. You send your slow-witted, retarded boy out on the street and say, what do you think about the death of James Garner? How do you think that makes me feel? I almost busted a button.
Do you like Shrek?
I don't care for Shrek or anything animated. I like my movies Western, and I like my stars to be John Wayne. That's all there is to it.
Dr. Evil?
Hello, Mr. Powers. Zip it, McZipplets.com. Very excited about the Mike Myers career predicter.
We're going to play the game here.
Hey.
Low Budget Jeopardy. We have a champion.
Low Budget Jeopardy will someday control the world, and everyone will be evil. Look for my tour beginning in Toronto.
We have a champion. We need a challenger.
Cicada, anyone?
At 87. 7-3-6-5-36-36.
Would you like a cicada hot pocket? Delicious protein running down your throat? Yes, sir. Nothing like the little red-haired insects. Red-eyed, I'm sorry. Yes, it gets confusing. The words simply don't come sometime, Rob. Thank you. May I say, I thought that your wife eating that tree was very evil. Very evil, Terry.
Call evil.
Come. Put your head on Daddy's shoulder.
Call now and play Phone Jeopardy.
Thank you very much. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Can you almost hear it starting?
Well, these are good.
What are you doing?
I'm eating those bugs. They're crazy. Right. These are the most delicious insects I've ever eaten.
Mm-hmm. Tape ready yet?
Which side of the bed do you want?
You're sleeping on the sofa, Mr. Powers. In fact, I'd like to take this opportunity to remind you that the only reason we're sharing a room is to keep up the context that we're a married couple on vacation.
Right. Shall we shag now or shall we shag later?
The Don and Mike Show.
All of that for that?
It was really busy.
Noted bonesman, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Are you a bonesman?
I am, and so is my best buddy, Mike.
I think all ogres are bonesmen.
I don't think you... Do you have bones?
No, I'm just made of jelly. It's all green jelly, like the kind of slime you buy in a toy store.
Kind of like if your head was like...
Bless my tummy.
Who's the lady? So squishy. From the practice. Mm-hmm. Catherine Mannheim.
Yes. Cameron Mannheim.
Cameron, yeah, that's right.
Cameron Mannheim.
A very fat girl and bad skin.
I imagine you get the same feeling if you were to, like, give her the Pillsbury Doughboy, you know, you push on her stomach.
I do indeed.
Sorry. Sorry about that.
Let's see. Shrek, Fat Bastard, Dr. Evil, Austin Powers, James Garner, Let's Play. Low Budget Jeopardy.
This is Low Budget Jeopardy. And now entering the studio are two fine-looking guys. First of all, an IT consultant from Springfield, Virginia. Let's say hi to Kevin May.
Oh, he is the challenger. Hi, Kevin.
What's going on, guys?
Hey, my friend.
And now entering the studio is our returning champion. His one-day total, a whopping $27. Oh, that buys a lot of onions. Let's say hi to Todd Daly.
Hey, Todd.
Hey, OQ, Dr. Evil, Fat Bastard, Chuck, Dieter, Austin, James.
Todd, being our returning low-budget Jeopardy champion, how has it changed your life?
Oh, I can't tell you. I mean, everyone's just coming up to me on the street. I feel like Ryan Seacrest.
Okay. Thank you. I was fine with you couldn't tell us.
Yeah, you're all donkeys.
Hey, what's happening, FB?
I'm hanging in there, your favorite fat bastard. Ew, what's that smell? Oh, shocker, it's me. And now entering the studio is the host of Low Budget Jeopardy. Let's say hi to Ali Trebeke Geronimo.
Well, hi there, Todd and Kevin. Guys,
where's me cheddar?
Here are your categories. Your categories are Mike Myers movies.
Oh, that's a clever one with all of us in here.
Faggot American Idol.
I love the fag jokes.
NBA playoffs, in or out.
Oh, that's tricky.
Famous people's favorite colors.
Ooh, strawberry.
And sing me some Southern rock.
Oh, fun stuff for rednecky.
So we have Mike Myers movies.
Get bent.
Faggot American Idol.
Ah, there you go.
NBA playoffs, in or out.
Where's the meme guy here?
Famous people's favorite colors.
Princess Fiona.
Sing me some Southern rock.
And Mike Myers light.
Kevin, we'll start with you, my friend.
Let's go with NBA playoffs.
Good luck, Kevin.
Are these teams in or out? Your Miami Heat.
Gone.
That was not in the form of a question.
Todd, here's your chance to steal.
What is out?
That's right, Miami Heat gone.
$1 for Todd. Select again, please.
For two, please.
Your Detroit Pistons.
What is in?
Right. $2 for Todd. He's doing really well.
Larry Brown.
I like him, and so does Princess Fiona.
Larry Brown, you know who he is?
Larry Brown.
Do you know who he is?
He's a running back, right? Or he's a coach.
He's the coach of the Detroit Pistons.
Sorry. Mike doesn't like basketball.
I forgot.
He doesn't. He thinks it's stinky. He likes hockey.
Three.
And golf.
NBA playoffs, in or out. You're Dallas Mavericks.
What is out?
Out! $3 for you, Todd. You're doing a great job.
Go again, Todd.
I'll take Faggot American Idol for one, please.
Here's a good category.
Faggot guest on the show Tuesday night.
Who is Quincy Jones?
No.
Oh, come on now. Don't assassinate his character. All right, Kevin, not that there's anything wrong with that.
Right.
Right.
Who is Rick James?
No. Clive Davis.
Clive Davis.
Clive Davis.
Oh, yeah. Whitney Houston. Droge. John, you're in control.
Second American Idol for two, please.
faggot host on the show Tuesday night.
Who is Ryan Seacrest?
Right.
$2. His hair's all pointy.
And go again, please.
Faggot American Idol for three, please.
Gigantic faggot who watches this show and calls his faggot friends.
Who is Don Geronimo?
Winner! It got back to D-O-N-I. Donnie!
Okay, select again, Donnie.
I'll take Mike Myers movies for one, please.
Mike Myers movies?
Bravo!
He ruined a Dr. Seuss book.
Who is Mike Myers?
Kevin, your chance to steer.
What is the cat in the hat?
There you go, my friend.
$1 for you, Kevin. Select again.
Two, buddy.
Hi, Don.
Hi, Shrug.
How are you?
Mike Myers movie co-starred Dana Carvey.
What is Wayne's World?
Right.
That's one or two.
$2 for you. Way to go, Kevin.
That was
a good one. All right, game on. Get out of the street. Count
all right, coming. Finish it out.
Okay, for three. Name of the second Austin Powers film.
What is gold? The Spy Who Shagged Me.
Todd, your chance to steal.
Oh. You said
what
gold.
What is The Spy Who Shagged Me?
Right.
Yeah, baby. Yeah. Fantastic. Yeah. I love that.
Shall we shag now or shag later?
Yeah, baby. Yeah, baby.
James?
Yeah, what do you want, Don?
Who's in control?
Todd's in control. Having a fine time over here. Absolutely. How are you, Todd?
Todd? Go again, Todd.
Famous people colors for one, please.
Famous people's favorite colors. And this is courtesy of Crayola Crayon.
Ah, love that product.
Bill Clinton. Guess a friggin' color.
What is white?
No, Kevin, that's Rob's favorite color. You.
Kevin, you're a chance to steal.
What is green?
No, you're both wrong.
The dirty answer is pink.
Pink. I love that color.
The real answer is blue.
Oh, man, I tell you, you got me thinking pink now.
Blue.
I like Hustler. All right. Todd, you're in control.
Famous people colors for two, please.
Mel Gibson.
What is red?
Kevin, your chance to steal.
What is an angelic purple?
Hey, give it to him. Purple.
What was the dollar value? I got confused when I was trying to be Bill Clinton.
That's two, Shrek.
Two for you, Kevin. You gotta keep trying. You're way behind.
All right, I'm sorry. Favorite colors for three.
No need to apologize.
Samuel L. Jackson.
Black.
That was not in the form of a
cat. Oh, my God.
Todd, your chance to steal.
What is black?
Oh, you moron.
White. I'm sure he said it as a joke, but the press release from Crayola, your favorite color, Sam Jackson said white.
Hey, Kevin, you're in control.
All right, let's go sing Southern Rock for one.
Yeah!
Here's my favorite category.
Sing us some Southern Rock.
Goody, goody.
For one, Sweet Home Alabama.
What is Sweet Home Alabama? I don't understand the question, I guess.
We need more than just the title.
Yeah.
Todd, your chance to steal.
What is Sweet Home Alabama, where the skies are blue?
There you go.
All right, $1 for you, Todd. Boy, do I love the Southern Rock.
Okay. The same category for two.
Allman Brothers, Ramblin' Band.
Oh, yeah. I have no idea.
Kevin, your chance to steal.
What is Lord, I was born a rambling man.
There you go.
$2 for you. Boy, Greg Allman, was he wasted or what? All right. Two, go ahead, Kevin.
All right, Southern Rock for three.
Last question on the big board. You are really a neck if you got this one. Flirting with Disaster by Molly Hatchet.
Oh, my God. What is
Flirting with Disaster?
I have no idea.
Todd, your chance to steal.
What is Flirting with Disaster?
Oh. No, you know what? I don't even know. It's like,
we're flirting with disaster.
Kind of obscure.
Isn't it? Well, so Southern Rock.
But if you're a neck, you'll love it.
Anyway, listen, that's the end of the first round here, Shrek.
Bravo, boys. I think they did a great job, Donnie.
And who's got what?
We finished with $15 for Todd. Kevin has $7.
All right, guys, we physically force you both to bet it all. Final low-budget Jeff Hardy. Here's your category today. Dumb timeline. This is just, it's just because I was running late today. Dumb timeline. I hate timeline. It's for retards. Really, they're for retards. And here it is. The song Macarena. Remember that song?
Mm-hmm.
The year it hit number one.
1995, 1996, 1997. Like I said, it's a dumb timeline. In the form of a question, please. The song Macarena, was it number one in 1995, 1996, 1997?
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
May I come in?
Oh, I thought it was a joke. You ready for your part?
I'm ready for my part.
Answer in the form of a question and good luck.
All contestants on Leopard Jeopardy will receive a special evil kit created by your charming announcer. Your very own evil kit contains everything you require to start your own evil empire. And I don't mean the New York Yankees. Your kit includes Poison Pen, Death Ray Startup Manual, World Domination Handbook, Official Bad Guy Directory, Evil Toll House Cookie, and a monocle. I will pop for the shipping and handling. Now back to Final Low Budget Jeopardy with Alex Trebek.
Thank you, Doc.
It's game time now on JFK with cash for you and me.
Doc rocks.
Rock and roll.
Coochie Coo. And we want to talk to Kevin first, right?
Don't bum me out, man.
Is it Kevin?
You want to go to Kevin. He's the one with less shekels.
Kevin, dumb timeline. The song Macarena, the Euro is a hit, please.
1990. What is 1992?
I'm sorry, Kevin.
Of a question.
You have discovered one of the most important rules on Low Budget Jeopardy, that when indeed you do not start your answer in the form of a question, you will be penalized and subjected to my evil shark pit.
Todd.
What is 1996?
Yeah,
yes, that's right.
Bravo, Todd, bravo. Kudos to you. You've made up for your slow-witted friend across the aisle.
You know, the other guy had the answer. He just didn't say it in the form of a question.
Right.
Well, that's why there's winners, and that's why there's guys like Kevin May. And listen,
what a financial windfall for young Todd Daly.
Parting is such sweet sorrow. And do, don't go away mad. Just go away now. Todd, Kevin, here's Dr. Evil. Somebody to tell you what you want.
One of you will get the money. The other one will deal with a shark with a laser beam on its head. Congratulations, Mr. Daly. You have doubled your score to $30. We throw in a $25 bonus added to your previous total. Your grand total now is in the amount of $82. Try not to overreact, Todd.
Hello?
Yeah, all right.
Congratulations.
Yeah, all right.
And now, Kevin, here are your parting gifts. Are you ready?
Yeah, all right.
Lay it on me.
Yeah.
Congratulations. You've won a pair of tickets to see Kiss with Poison, my favorite band.
Live
in concert Saturday, July 24th at 7 p.m. at Nissan Pavilion. Tickets are on sale at all Ticketmaster locations and online at Nissan. NissanPavilion.com. But wait.
There's more.
You've won a Sabrina's birthday. Don't miss an all-new episode of The Sopranos. It's Cindy at 9 p.m. East Central, and catch an all-new episode of HBO's new original series, Deadwood, at 10 p.m. 9 Central, immediately following The Sopranos. But wait,
there's more.
You have won a Sex and the City Season 6 Part 1 DVD.
Right.
Now available on video and DVD, come Sex and the City, the complete 6 season Part 1. 10 half-hour episodes of the show you can't get enough of, available on VHS and DVD from HBO, home videos, wherever videos are sold. Congratulations, and thanks for playing the game.
Thank you, Todd.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Kevin.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Oh, have a great weekend, guys.
Bye, Larry King.
That game was crappy. What was wrong with that game, Fat Bastard?
I didn't find it amusing at all. I think that they were stinky. Bring on the music.
What about the... Where's everybody else? Let's see. Hold on. Shrek, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm over here. I'm just trying to be quiet because I know you got your news coming up, and we're all going to have to leave shortly.
Hey, Austin, how about you?
Oh, man. This is fantastic. Shall we shag, baby?
And when Buzz looks in a mirror, what does he see? James Garner?
When Buzz looks in the mirror, what he sees is a man that is not beating time. That's right, he's losing the battle.
The radio was strictly forbidden.
I was thinking.
One man found a way to bring Buzz good news to his people.
There he is.
He made it up.
I was thinking when he looks in the mirror, he kind of sees you.
Yeah. James Garner. Yeah, it's like we're twin brothers, isn't it? James Garner and Buzz Burbank. Twin sons of different mothers.
I threatened to kick myself over the county line.
There you go, brother.
Buzz, what is your lead story on the news and comments today?
Welcome, friends, to the one about Michael Jackson and the baby bottles.
One major difference, though.
What's that?
I don't color my hair.
Stay tuned for news and comment coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
Always remember, never forget, Low Budget Jeopardy is a production of
Koran Incorporated and is distributed by King World. Princess Fiona, I'm a fag.
Wow.
That was very
professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
The cure for pronated foot. The Don and Mike Show.
Oh, quite a show today.
Now, this is a weekend song right here.
I ate more bugs, ate more cicadas. We're doing our trading spaces thing. We got Julie Fullman, the trade office's sales manager. We're doing that next week.
And we all did. I mean, you want to talk about a team effort, we all did that. And, you know, I include Julie and Megan.
Have to, yeah.
Amen. And the best phone scan ever today.
Yeah, it was a home run.
Someone dig a hole in the background. It's a time capsule show.
Absolutely.
Time for Buzz's news and comments now.
Yeah.
Brought to you by Viramax, world's number one sexual pleasure and performance enhancer.
I've already dug a hole in my backyard. You can use that one.
I almost forgot you had Rob. Rob's wife drove a brand new car that Rob doesn't own into a tree today.
That's right. Fantastic. And that hole Rob dug in his backyard is shallow.
Very shallow. Filled with lime.
Viramax is number one because it works.
Someone call for a doctor?
Doctor developed, clinically tested, 1-888 Tri VMAX. It's available nationwide. Our show is kind of nationwide, so good for Viramax.
Yeah.
Here's Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna, Mike. Well, after Michael Jackson had shared his bed with Macaulay Culkin and his younger brother, Kieran.
What a great opening sentence.
This you should not do. You should not say he's an animal.
No.
Should not say he's Jacko.
Jacko.
He also slept with their even younger brother, Rory. The boy's biological father and former manager, Kit Culkin, tells the New York Post he once walked into a room to find, quote, Michael sitting on the floor in the corner with my 2-year-old son. Both of them were sucking on baby bottles.
Jesus.
It was not one of my son's bottles, leading me to surmise he had a collection of his own.
Any idea what the fluid was they were drinking?
I don't know.
Is
don't
it
know
white?
I'm
thinking maybe it was milk.
Probably.
Yeah.
White.
Yeah. It was white.
Yeah, absolutely. Probably. Daddy.
White and warm.
Daddy.
I hope so.
Daddy Culkin says he doesn't think any of his kids were harmed by Jackson.
And but isn't that McCulkin family nuts, though?
Yeah, they're whacking
out.
They
didn't
have
bunch.
A big breakup, too, the mom and dad.
Yes, when Macaulay Culkin was in Home Alone, didn't the parents, like, divorce and then fight over
the
his money?
Yep.
Yeah, the father is a failed child actor, and that's why they feel that he has pushed the kids so far. But thank Christ.
Macaulay was obviously the most successful. Rory's also in movies, too, I think.
Yeah, they're all fine.
And then the middle brother.
Who's that?
Tito.
Tito McCulkin.
Tito Culkin.
Macaulay still thinks of Jacko as
his name. McCulkin. Did I?
Tito McCulkin.
Not bad.
That's funny.
It's
I don't know if it's funnier, though.
Sounds it's not McCulkin.
Yeah.
McCulkin is funny. McCulkin is what Michael Jackson gets when he goes to McDonald's.
Can I have a McCulkin, please?
Oh, yes, with extra cheese.
Don't ask about the syrup.
Macaulay still thinks of Jacko as a good friend, quoting him, I love him. As for his dad, Macaulay says he'll never speak to that man again.
This you should not do. You should not say he's an animal.
No.
He's should not say he's Jacko.
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 Now, Jacko.
With my bottle.
Jacko.
Jacko.
Now you can read all about Bruce Springsteen's bathroom habits and troubles because the singer's confidential medical records are apparently going on the auction block. A New York auction house has the birth certificate in great detail, it says.
Finally.
Finally.
Finally, I can get Surf a present he doesn't have.
Yay! It has records of baby Bruce's skin rashes and bowel movements. The auction house won't say how it got the medical charts, just that they were part of a larger collection of Springsteen memorabilia.
Howard is not to. You should not call him the boss.
How are some of his early releases, Buzz?
You'd find out if you bought this. The Smoking Gun website says the bidding closes June 3rd, so there's still time.
It's exciting.
Who knew? Turns out having worms may be good for you. Intestinal worms.
What have I told you all along?
You've been eating
you
cicadas.
Guys, for years you've been saying, Don, go to the doctor for your worms.
About the worms.
And I've told you, I've not felt better since I've had this case of worms.
But now the cicadas will eat the worms. At the University of Iowa, they've been using pig whipworms to treat Crohn's disease and ulcerative colitis. They give people Gatorade spiked with the worm's eggs. Then nature takes its course.
Oh, my God.
These researchers now believe that the deworming of humans over the years may be to blame for the increase in irritable bowel diseases like Crohn's and colitis.
Wow.
The worms, fully grown, are only about a half inch long and almost as slender as a human hair. They each live for about 2 years. Turns out they may produce chemicals that keep your digestive system healthy.
So it's—I mean, I'm kidding about this.
Yeah.
But it's, so it's good to eat worms.
That's what these researchers believe.
Good news for the weekenders here,
because yes, none of them have been dewormed.
And isn't it great how the universe sometimes just balances itself out? A new study says drinking coffee and cola may prevent some of the liver disease caused by drinking booze. The study says caffeine may protect you from liver disease, even if you're at high risk for getting liver disease.
I forgot who I was having this discussion with. It was a telephone conversation a couple of weeks ago. Someone was saying to me, if someone is just flat out bombed, plastered,
right?
That if you give them coffee, it doesn't sober them up.
No, it makes them an awake drunk.
It just makes them more awake.
That's right. It's an awake drunk.
And I argued to the death saying, no. I can't tell you how many times I've been with people that have been bombed, and you give them like 8 cups of coffee, and they're fine.
No. Yeah, they go from being, I don't want to stay up to, hey, I don't mind staying up.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm fine now.
Right.
They're just an awake drunk.
Everything's okay. I'm just so awake.
This study says caffeine even works in diabetics and people with the worst kinds of hepatitis. It's Digestive Disease Week in New Orleans, where researchers are telling colon stories old and new.
You like these colon stories, don't you?
I know you do, too.
I sure do.
The study says the more caffeine, the more protection for your liver from booze and disease.
I think based on what's happened in the studio in the last 30 minutes, Mike, you might want to go see a doctor after the show.
You need worms, my friend.
Yes, sir.
And hi, caffeine. Everybody.
Yeah. Happy weekend.
Maybe the Red Bull cocktail crowd's on the right track. A good thing quarterback Jesse Palmer chose Jessica on The Bachelor because runner-up Tara was busy throwing up.
Rob likes that show.
The season finale of The Bachelor didn't draw anywhere as nearly as big an audience as Idol or Survivor, but it did have a contestant losing her lunch on some landscaping. Jesse's gut, meanwhile, was telling him that he and Jessica are meant to spend their lives together.
Hey, good luck in training camp, faggot.
Which may have made some of the audience ill.
Yeah, didn't you say in minicamp the guy was getting crap?
Yeah, I was watching the NFL Network, and they got cameras in all the locker rooms. So I think it was Tiki Barber.
Right.
They're talking to Tiki Barber. First off, here's a shock. Commandant Coughlin has come into Giants in the minicamp. He's taking out all the video games out of the locker room. He's taking the TVs out of the locker room.
Right.
So all the players are bitching about this. They're going to the players.
So not only are they losers now, but they're going to be angry losers.
Yeah, so they're talking to Tiki Barber about this, and they're talking about Kerry Collins leaving the team and what's going on. And it's very somber with Tiki Barber. He, you know, he's trying to put a good face on it, but he's saying, you know, it's a different environment, and guys aren't used to this. And then Rich Eisen says, and how? What about Jesse Palmer? And then all of a sudden the mood changes, and Tiki Barber just goes, ah, ha, 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 ha.
Oh,
and then you see some Giants guys in the background, in the locker room.
They're laughing.
They all start laughing. I don't see how that guy's going to take one snap this year.
Yeah,
the Giants better pray that they get Kurt Warner to be their backup quarterback. Could you picture putting this guy in the game? Not only will the other team not respect him, can you imagine he gets in the huddle and he starts to call a play, and someone goes, well, if you're going to throw me the ball, aren't you going to give me a rose first?
Absolutely. What was he thinking,
faggot?
Not that we'll never...
Not that there's anything wrong with being a faggot.
Right. No.
And I didn't mean that in the faggot way. I meant that in the jock way.
There you go.
Faggot.
It's a fun word to
Much
say.
Much better. Not that
and
we'll...
if you want to spell it, it's with an I, not an O.
There you go.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, well, that's how I wrote it when I wrote faggot American Idol today.
Well, not that we'll never laugh again, but there will be fewer laughs on TV this fall. You won't hear a lot of that. Reality shows and dramas will rule the primetime schedule in the new fall season. The number of sitcoms is at an all-time low. In the season just ended, only two sitcoms regularly made the top 10 anyway, Friends and Raymond. There'll be one-third fewer comedies this fall compared to last fall. Also new this year, the announcement from Fox that it'll have 3 new show seasons each year. Beginning next month, Fox will debut other new shows and bring back others in the fall. They'll stage another season in late winter, early spring.
Now, if I want to watch a show where I'm not going to laugh, I watch According to Jim.
There you go. Right.
That's a sitcom, but mm-hmm. you don't laugh.
You don't laugh. You just look at him like it's like going to a zoo. You know, you look at him curiously, like a giant boa constrictor trying to digest a mouse. Here's a mystery for the fans of CSI. Nancy Short was walking through the crowd at a Rockies game at Coors Stadium recently.
Who's Nancy Short?
It's just a person.
Is she on the
human
show?
Fellow citizen.
All right, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
No, this is not about the show. This is for fans of the show, people who like CSI type cases.
Did you watch it last night?
I did.
What's her name? She's a boozer.
Yeah.
The Moon Pie Girl on CSI?
Didn't see that coming. She didn't get the promotion. She's a little depressed.
Well, you know, Brass knew when she was popping those cough drops.
Yeah, but they didn't give the position to anybody. She just wasn't offered the job. So it's not a big deal. You know, why hit the booze? Why hit the sauce? I mean, just to relieve stress?
Mike O'Meara.
That's insane.
Yeah, she could have gotten that promotion.
Oh.
Da Vinci Veneer.
Man, oh man, did they get some advertising. Rob and I are both big Swan fans.
Yes, the race.
Citizen Nancy Short walking through the crowd at a Rockies game at Coors Stadium when she felt a sharp poke in her buttock.
Oh!
While she was still bleeding, she filed a police report.
That sounds like a wild pitch.
And now she's dead. Nancy had immune system issues, and the coroner has ruled that she died from a common infection. Quoting the police, the wound was superficial, not caused by any form of injection device. It could have been an insect or a spider bite. It could have been an unintentional sharp object that accidentally poked her. We'll never know.
So she was killed at the ballpark?
Mm-hmm.
Batter up.
They never found a suspect or the sharp object, but Denver police are treating the case as a homicide.
This is one game that won't be going to extra innings.
Here's another reason never to complain.
Oh, do we have one more?
Do you have another?
Do we have one more? You do it.
Sometimes I don't want to do it. I'm hearing no.
Well, sometimes it's like, you know. Well, Rob, what is it?
Louisville. Slug her.
I didn't know how you wanted me to say it.
Still wasn't any good.
Here's another reason never to complain about the food or the service. In Naples, Florida, a customer discovered when he got home that Taco Bell had messed up his drive-thru order. He called on the phone to complain.
No, you don't do that. Even though I know at Taco Bell they have a sign saying if your order's not right, call 1-800.
He did.
Don't do that.
He called, and they said, come on back to the store.
Oh!
So this time the customer went inside. Now, while some of the employees worked on correcting the order, one angry 19-year-old went outside and trashed the customer's car.
Oh, wow.
The taco maker poured motor oil all over the paint and the molding and into the air conditioner and into the interior since the windows were open.
I don't understand this musical selection, though. Someone will have to...
Taco Bell serves Mexican food, you see.
Oh, I get it.
There you go.
Well, now, what's funny about that? I don't get these jokes.
Damage is estimated at $5,700, which apparently Taco Bell will have to pay. The employee, who said he was fed up and quit right after the incident, now faces charges of criminal mischief.
Bugs, we're up on this. We got to do this. What's next after this?
Good news about email pornography.
Hey!
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
Noted chubby chasers, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Meara.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Now, here's Guy Birdley. Hi, Guy.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi, Buzz.
Here's great news.
What's that?
From now on, when you get spam emails peddling pornography, those particular emails will be specifically labeled as sexually explicit.
Oh, thank you.
The new Federal Trade Commission rule went into effect Wednesday. It also says there cannot be any sexually graphic images inside the email. There can still be links that will take you to the hardcore stuff. The porn industry calls it a backdoor attack on the First Amendment. They are facing possible prison time and fines of up to $500,000.
I've never gotten one. Have you gotten one? I've never gotten one.
Yeah.
Never an email. I've gotten one.
I am getting them always.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Here's the thing. It depends.
Why? I don't know.
You know, some people are on the do not call, do not send. Buzz is on the please call.
Please call.
Please send. It just depends what site you go to, and I find it impossible to track which site it is that's loading me up with the porno and pop-ups. I mean, we will put the anti-pop-up thing on my computer, and then the next time I go, I'm like, I go to Packers.com, I go to CigarFamily.com, I go whatever the sites everybody goes to. There's one of these sites that's evil because we put up the pop-up thing. I go to the sites. The next day, I turn the thing on. Like 8,000 ads right at the beginning.
Really nuts. I mean, it's so unregulated, and I mean, I have a pop-up block now on my computer, and it's just you still get them.
And hey, hello. I'm not the 500,000th person to visit the website.
Yeah, really.
I know I'm not. No. And stop trying to trick me when if I click on the button,
the X,
that it's supposed to make it go away, instead it just makes it bigger to where I have to just finally turn off the goddamn computer.
Finally, I'm just going to get a mortgage just to get it.
Yeah,
me as well. Really, I mean, I know the interest rates every day. I know the interest rates always.
And
give in.
I know which girl is Cameron Diaz. Do you get that one? Can you pick Cameron Diaz and it's got like...
I haven't gotten that one.
It's got a picture of a baboon, of a terrier.
Have you gotten the IQ test? Test your IQ, find your high school classmate.
Mm-hmm. I get them all the time, and I never get the 10 free DVDs. I always pick the wrong
thing. The IQ test, I've taken that one.
I did, too.
I was
a sucker the first time I got it. I said,
Me too.
This looks pretty cool. I want to see what my IQ, and then it's like, pop, 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 pop.
Yeah, you'll hear from
your IQ test, the results are in, idiot.
That's the one with a picture of Mark Twain on it, right?
No.
Einstein.
They do look similar, but...
How'd you do on the test? Oh, Jesus.
I did better than your wife with the car.
Oh, yeah. There we go. Oh, my God.
That is just funny.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Well, with Arnold Schwarzenegger governing California and publishing muscle magazines on the side, Sylvester Stallone sees a muscle market that's wide open. Stallone has put his name on a line of bodybuilding and sexual supplements for the GNC vitamin chain.
Tom Sawyer by Albert Einstein.
Hey, but what makes that funny? How many people
even know who Mark Twain is? Really?
When you think about listening right now to this show?
Really, that's what makes that funny.
Zero.
Probably zero. How many people listening to the show know what Albert Einstein looks like?
Exactly.
Smart guy mistake. That's what made that funny.
Chowing down some... intake go pudding at Planet Hollywood, Stallone told reporters, "I feel young again. I wish my mother had made this."
Hold on, start over. So that's
kind of pudding? It's Intake Go is the sort of the label name, the brand name, and it's pudding. And he was doing a publicity event at Planet Hollywood.
Sly Stallone was.
Yes, Stallone, to announce this new line of his products at GNC.
Intake Go.
Yeah.
Is it pudding some kind of nutritional pudding?
Yeah, exactly. It's like a high-protein thing.
Intake Go.
Mm-hmm.
I heard
sex pudding.
The gay product.
I want some of that sex pudding.
You've heard the gay product.
No, right? What is that?
Input goo.
That's good sex pudding.
They just put another oo on the end of it.
Yeah.
Another O.
Yeah.
What did they say? Another
vanilla.
Ooh. They put another oo on.
That's funny, too.
With Mark Twain.
Vanilla flavored, sometimes banana, but no chocolate.
Right.
You'll appreciate this story.
And no strawberry.
No way.
No way.
Hopefully.
Copper.
See
not
doctor.
Badly,
hopefully. Yeah. You'll appreciate this story more if you heard the one the other day about New York State's oversexed lawmakers. The district attorney in the state capital of Albany called them that in oversexed in no uncertain terms. At least two have been prosecuted recently with some scandalous charges. That's why it's sort of amusing that one lawmaker this week was handing out goodie bags filled with condoms at a fundraiser in Greenwich Village. He admits the gifts were, quote, kind of quirky, but he says it was his way of promoting safe sex. Others say it showed poor judgment. This particular lawmaker represents the New York community known as Flatbush.
Well, there you go, Buzz.
Well,
way to go. Yeah, FCC, his name is Buzz Burbank. Yeah.
Bring him before the commission before you have your weekend beer.
The weekend's here. Let's get Joe to say it.
Yeah, please. We need that.
I don't know if we've had
Joe.
I think he mentioned it earlier in the show.
Hello.
Hey, Joe?
Yes?
Come on, it's almost the weekend. Let's hear it.
The weekend is here, and we'll have a can of beer.
Right on. Yeah. There you go. Thank you, Joey.
Very nice. We're ready now.
Joe.
Or just hang up.
He's very busy. It's Friday. And it's the end of the school year, and what red-blooded American guy doesn't enjoy a good cat fight? But who knew what this teacher in Brooklyn was thinking when he set up a fight club for a couple of girls in his class? The 40-year-old math teacher told their classmates to put the chairs in a boxing ring to form a ring. Inside the ring, one of the two combatants was beaten bloody by her opponent. The teacher told the class that the first rule of Fight Club is... don't talk about Fight Club.
And now we're going to watch the Nick Berg video.
You know, it's funny that these teachers tend, at this time of year, it's just, they've had enough. They're waking up.
They're going crazy.
They're thinking about summertime.
Yeah, all right, boys and girls, let's get all these chairs in a nice big circle. Mm-hmm. Now, Sally, I want you to go against Julie.
And nobody talking about this, which is when you tell a school student, a school student, S-T-U-D-I-N-T, student, that's like saying, now tell everybody.
Right, someone did talk, and now the police are investigating alongside school officials. Word is the teacher's always had a reputation of being one of the strict ones.
But Dr. Twain told us that wouldn't happen.
In Orange County, California, a fire department employee...
And yes, if you're wondering, they are related. Shania Twain, Mark Twain.
I bet they are. Surprised.
Look it up on your internet, kids.
Mm-hmm. Yep. She bleaches her mustache.
Google it.
In Orange County, California, a fire department employee has been caught... having a webcam under the desk of a female coworker.
Hold on, wait. What way is it?
Ask him where it is.
Where is it at, Buzz?
Orange County, California.
Wow. All the stops today.
Orange, monkeys. Who said? Orange, monkeys.
Orange, California.
Trying to be entertained.
Who said?
There ain't no rhyme for oranges. Oranges, oranges. There's another one. Oranges, oranges. There's another one. Oranges, oranges. There's another one. Another rhyme for oranges.
Yeah. People keep on playing that. The one word that's the game.
That's right.
It's on these cars. It's got no rhyme, but we got news for it.
Oranges, oranges. Who said? Oranges, oranges. Who said? Ain't no rhyme for oranges.
Congratulations. This is Max Lloyd Jr., Jethro Bodine from Beverly Hillbillies. You just won the CBS Celebrity Burst Cup.
Oranges. Oranges.
Oranges.
A kumquat. A kumquat?
A kumquat?
Beautiful, Witchy Poo.
In sports, hefty lefty David...
What was the story about Orange, California?
Oh, a guy got caught putting a webcam under a woman's desk. Now the fire department's computer security guy has been fired for aiming the camera up the woman's skirt. He also faces criminal charges. Quoting one official, it was really sophisticated.
Oh, boy, I am bushed.
Don't let our code orange ever derail you, Buzz.
All right.
Because you started with orange, let's end with orange.
Amen. Very good. In sports, hefty lefty David Wells is on the San Diego Padres disabled list after tripping over a bar stool. It happened in his kitchen. He says he was...
I got hiccups.
Says he was roughhousing with some teammates at the time. Quoting David, I was wearing flip-flops. I did a header. He says he also knocked over a bottle of wine and fell into the broken glass. But when reporters first asked him about the cuts, he said, I can't lie. I cut my wrist because I wasn't getting any run support.
He's talking to his dad about that. His dad, Orson.
Orson Welles.
And their cousin, H.G.
And finally, the ultimate...
That little girl that fell on us.
And finally, the ultimate German inventor may have created the ultimate German invention. It's a toilet that orders men to sit down.
Dawn.
If the guy tries to stand, Dawn Wells.
Yeah.
Loved her.
Yeah. Marianne.
Oh, right. Gilligan's Island. Right.
Hi. This is Wolfgang Juretzek from Germany.
Germany.
Never forget... the Don and Mike Show.
Right. And, of course, don't forget Gladys Kravitz. That'd be dry.
Yes.
Dry well.
Uh-oh.
This talking German toilet, if the guy tries to stand, a stern German female voice says, hello, what are you up to then? Put the seat back down right away. You are definitely not to blank standing up. The good news is it'll only be marketed in Italy, Great Britain, and Canada.
Hey.
I'm Buzz Burbank. On the Don and Mike Show.
No. Absolutely not. We got to go. We're late today, so we got to fly.
Right.
Have a great and safe weekend, everybody. Love you, Frieda. Love you, Bart. We'll be back Monday with a new episode. Good day to you, sir.
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 Mark Twain.
Save a tree.
Bon appetit.
Eat a lot.
Till we meet again, this is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.